Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you again to our live transmission all the way from München. We call it Munich. From here in Germany on this day, the 24th of December in the year of our Lord 2013. I am Onnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, whom I am surrounded by this very evening. Wherever you are, we say good morning, we say good afternoon, as always, we say good evening, we say good night to some of you even, those especially who are in the far eastern part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. We are not two, not three, not four. You only have one radio station going by that name, where we epitomize truth, where integrity comes to the fore, where we are honest, where we do not prevaricate, where we do not retreat, and we can never surrender, because we are the children of God. We intend to go and get Biafra. That is the reason why we exist. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't want to be told as to what happened. We either get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. Because without Biafra, we are nothing anyway. So we might as well die with some honor and dignity. We are fighting to restore our land stolen by a man they call Frederick Lugard, that joined us with Arabs, basically. We didn't know who these people were before. The fact that our skin color is the same doesn't mean we are one. We are staying in a place called Germany. We are in Bavaria. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And they have their own laws, I've been told. It's a self-governing independent entity, but of course under Germany. We must be free because we deserve it. Barrister Memus is with me. And so also our great, wonderful dear friends here in München, in Germany, in Munich. You must go to www.radiobiafra.co. You will go to peopleofbiafra.org. You will download Radio Biafra app by going to Android Market and also iTunes. You will download it. You will tell your friends. You will tell your family members. You will tell everybody around you. The propagation, the spread of the news and the gospel about Biafra is ceaseless. We cannot stop spreading it because Biafra is going to come. Not just come, but in truth and in all honesty. That is why on this radio station we remain whiter and whiter and whiter than snow itself. We are dangerously transparent. Anything you want to know, we tell you. We don't hide anything. So that the stories about us may be different. We are not like any other people, so we don't fight for our own freedom like any other person. We are Biafrans. And very soon, the world is going to know that we exist and that we deserve honor, we deserve respect. This is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra. I'm honored and humbled and delighted to say that Barrister Memus is with me. The barrister himself, I welcome you to acknowledge the wonderful presence of Biafrans, not just in this hall today, but across every surface on this planet we call Earth. Please, barrister, go ahead. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening, Director. Good evening, all the hosts around you, fellow Biafrans around the globe. I greet all of you. I salute you wherever you are. I'm wishing you happy Christmas in advance. Of course, Christmas celebration is yearly. And of course, Director is in Germany celebrating his own Christmas. Celebration for him is for the struggle for Biafra. He is doing nothing but the preaching about the restoration of Biafra. Director, wherever you are, God will always look after you.
Barrister, I'm not anywhere else. I'm in Munich. Where would I be?
I don't know, Director. You'll be moving from one place to another. You are one day in Munich, you are the other time in there are so many names in Germany.
In Frankfurt, I was in Frankfurt.
There you are. Now, why are you challenging me? Director, tomorrow you will be somewhere else.
Exactly. I'll be Cologne tomorrow, yes.
Wherever you are, may God always follow you, protect you. Chukwa Biama will always be with you and direct your movement.
Thank you.
No weapons around you shall ever stand. They will all bend once you are passing through. and so it will always be. May God bless those who are hosting you and their people around them. Wherever Biafrans are, we are happy every evening, looking forward to speaking to my people. I am proud of Biafrans. I'm proud of my people. Wherever you are, even if you are not supporting Biafra, I am proud of you because you are a Biafran. Later on, I know and I'll assure myself that you will join in, because once we are related, we are related. They say blood is thicker than water. Wherever you are, today is the eve of Christmas. And all of you, God has saved us up to today, and he will save us tomorrow and onwards until we get Biafra. May God bless all of you. Have many days for Biafra to come. Director, I leave this for you because we only have a few days for Biafra to emerge. It will emerge. All of us believe in that. Bring your pen and paper. Director is the pilot.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope you're not.
And God will always bless you, Director, and give you the courage. Never, ever be turned off by anything you hear, anything you see. I receive quite a lot of tweets. People are saying a lot of things, but I'm just ignoring them because I'm not the kind of guy who talk about things I see or things that are disturbing me. They keep saying this or that, but I ignore all that because my focus is Biafra. Without Biafra, I don't exist, and I don't wish to exist until Biafra is established. I want to go home. I want to go home, and so it will be. Please, as we always announce, whenever you pick your call, turn your device that you're using off, because you will still listen to your voice. Don't start behaving as if you are from the sky or from the moon. Behave that we live here on the earth. You can always rewind, listen to previous broadcasts, and then you can hear your voice again. Let's behave maturely. Radio Biafra is progressively increasing on a daily basis. New callers. We are proud of our people. I'm proud of Radio Biafra. I'm proud of Biafrans. I'm proud of the people of Biafra and those who have the interests of Biafra at heart. Those who have helped us and supported us in our transmitter. And those who are supporting and sending us equipment, camera, video, laptop, name it. God will bless all of you individually in whatever you want.
Yes, sir.
May God bless all Biafrans, people of Biafra, those that listen to this radio. May God bless all of you, especially those hosting the director of Radio Biafra. You are not hosting director, you are hosting all Biafrans, because this guy represents Biafra. God bless you, and all of you, stay tuned for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we are welcoming you. We continue to urge you on this. Today is Twitter Tuesday, isn't it? And also Christmas Eve, when they celebrate Christmas here, or they go to their mass in the evening here. Everybody is going to church, but our people are here because our religion is Biafra. That is why they have gathered in our own very special way. We are also worshiping God, because we are offering Biafra to him to accept as our sacrifice to him, which is what we are going to do when Biafra comes. That is why any form of discrimination, that is why any form of human degradation or anything that will seem to be an abomination before God will not only be discouraged but be frowned upon. We frown upon it. We don't want it to happen. There will be nothing like Osu in Biafra land. We keep saying that. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, we welcome you. You must tweet. If you have not tweeted, go to Radio Biafra London Facebook group. Ask yourself, ask those around you, how can I tweet? You can write anything as long as it's got hashtag Indigenous People of Biafra. That will be welcome. We are moving ahead. We are relentless. We are not going to stop. We are the voice of the people, those who are marginalized, dispossessed, bombed, killed, raped, sold. All those deported from Lagos, all those made destitute. This is the only place they find their voice, because if you're in one country and you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole earth will hear you. We are across the entire 24 time zones of the world, wherever you are, and you're listening to Radio Biafra. You hear people from other parts of the globe. We are truly phenomenal. We are global, and that is why we are formidable, because we are Radio Biafra. We are the children of God. Nobody expects us to do anything differently. We must conduct ourselves in such a way that even Chukwu Abiam will be proud of us. That is why all honor and glory must go up to him. That is why we must acknowledge him in all that we do. We are going to go around this very room that we are in, or hall, as the case may be. You will once again give us your name and where you come from, and anything else you may wish to say, but you must restrict your introduction to only 1 minute, please, if you may. Your name, where you come from, and anything else you may want to say. If you have nothing else to say, just pass the microphone to the next person. But if you do have something to say, please keep it to a minute, because we shall come back to you later to then gain your opinion and your views about what we're presenting. Please, where is the microphone? Yes, let's start from Fred, please, go ahead.
Hello, Biafra.
No, your microphone is off. Push it up. Yep, that's it.
Fellow Biafrans.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Fred. Yes, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans all over the world, I thank you. I say good evening, good morning, and good afternoon, wherever you may be. I am Fred Onyale, Ezinwanambwe, in Olu province of Biafra land. I thank you for being tuned to Radio Biafra this evening. This is another interesting moment to hear what is happening, how we are going to realize Biafra in truth and sincerity. It is all our duty that we work together to make Biafra a reality. I welcome you to today's transmission. Stay tuned and don't be tired. Thank you very much.
Fellow countrymen and women, my name is Ikenna Egonongwosu. I am from Omaka in the Injaba local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. I live here in Germany. I am using this particular opportunity to tell my fellow countrymen and women that it is time for us to go back to our land to reclaim our patrimony, long sold and coveted by our enemies, the Yoruba and the Hausa people. This is the time for us to reclaim it, or else we mortgage it forever and ever. We don't want to make ourselves slaves. We don't want to make our children slaves. We don't want to make our children unborn slaves. This is the time for us to regain our freedom. And when we regain our freedom, we are then at home. Thank you very much. Once again, let us go back to our own homeland. There we shall serve our own God in the Mount Zion of Biafra. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you. The next person, please.
Good evening from Germany, wonderful people of Biafra. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening.
No, I can't hear you. Is your microphone off? I can't hear it. Is it off? Don't switch it off again. Just leave it up there. Push it up here. Go ahead.
Good evening from Germany, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, good afternoon. My name is Pukudo Tonye. I'm from Ikena Zobo, Imo State, Biafra. I'm welcoming you to today's broadcast and hope that you will enjoy it. Merry Christmas in advance. God bless Biafra.
And God bless you too. Go ahead, the next person.
Hello, Fred. Fellow Biafrans all over the world. Speaking now is Longinus Amade. I come from Ibeku, Okwato, in Abombise local government area of Imo State, in Igbo land, in Biafra land. By God's grace, I live in Germany. I don't like here I'm living. It's too cold for mankind. It's too cold for Longinus Amade. I come from a hot place. I want to go back to Biafra land. And that's why we are fighting tooth and nail. Now is the time for us to go back to our fatherland and claim it back from the bastards that has bastardized everything that belonged to us. Fellow Biafrans all over the world, stand up, come out en masse, let us go home and get what is ours. As you listen to tonight's broadcast, may God bless you. And communicate to your friends, brothers and sisters all over the world, that there is Biafra, and Biafra must be actualized. Listen to Radio Biafra, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The next person.
Yeah, God bless Biafran. and bless us too. My fellow Biafrans, my name is Emosiam Joseph, Onyam Worldwide, living in Munich, Germany. We are blessed for the cheer of the God, and the only problem we have is because we left the root of God. If we can reconcile with a God, or if God is again with us, we can move the mountain. Nobody can take our Father's land from us. So please, I'm pleading. People back home, who kidnaps, who do a lot of evil things, that's why God has deserted us. Please, come back from our lost ways. If God is with us, nobody can be against us. God bless. Thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. It's time for us to stand up and stand for our right. You can't claim our land. Nobody can claim our land. If you are a sabotage, this is time for you to stand up for your land. My name is Austin Onyulo from Germany here. Elias Mbise. Nke anyị jiri wụrụ ndị Igbo, bilienu, oke ezuole. Onye ji ihe nwata welie aka elu, akara we ahụ ewetuoye, akara wụla ndị mmadụ ahụ, anyị ewetuoye now. Stand up for Biafra, I say, God bless you all.
And may God bless you too. The next person.
Hello, dear friends. God bless you. And bless everybody. Ndị Igbo sị dat na agbakọ onye ọma mere ọgba ofufu. Mụa na-ekwu na ọmụa ochif Ike Ụzọma. Ezi aha Kego the second of Isu in Nkwere local government of Imo State. And ọnụ na-enyi nke izizi of Enugu State. I'm proud of Biafra. Oh, man, that's the reason why everybody, I want everybody to wake up from the sleep. For a long time, a lot of people have heard our star and delaying us. Now, I want everybody that call himself a Biafra, everybody should wake up. Even here in Germany, we are the German citizens. But we did not belong here. We have belonged to Nigeria or in Biafra. I'm not happy to be here in Deutschland. That's why we are walking up and joining hands to make our Biafra to be now in existence for me to go. I love Biafra. God bless everybody.
And God bless you too. The next person.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. Onyon Nanoliawo Seke Munich, Peter Amechi. It's a great joy today.
And where are you from?
I'm a native of Isi Alambano, Biafra land. Obi Dimoto, Nuzo Preacher, in Nime Onota. What I like Woroku Biafra, Manodogo Manya Nogi Hirugo. The time have come for us to stand. And I want to tell you, my people, wherever you are, don't be afraid, don't panic, because the time have come. Bring out yourself, your time, your resources, whatever you have, to see that this Biafra is a success. I pray you, wherever you are, that God will give you the strength to come out and fight for your right. The time has come. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Fellow Biafrans,
we can't hear you very well. Please raise your voice. Have you turned it off?
Not at all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans.
Yeah.
My name is Linus Anyebun. I'm from New South Opo in Anambra State, Biafra land. I urge you all to come out and join what is going on right now. There is time for everything. There is time for work. And there is time for born. Even there is time for death. This is time for war. We are going to get this Biafra. My people, most especially those are here in Munich, And even I call a lot of you to come out that we have to go to Paris or Africa or anywhere to drink or shop or eat the soup. I could have seen a lot of people here, but because of Biafra, no one of them, even a lot of my friends, all of them run away. They don't want to come because they heard about Biafra. But I'm urging those that want to believe in, that really believe in Biafra, that need something like Biafra. Biafra is who by religion. In Biafra, I believe. And they really believe that we're going to get Biafra. The hour has come. Even Jesus Christ says so in the Bible. Come out in mass and join us. This is time. This is the time of Biafra. Come out, please. And God bless Biafra.
And bless you too. Thank you very much. Please, very quickly, all around. Very, very quickly, our listeners are waiting. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, everybody. My name is Ebuka Ofoma. I'm from Akokwa. I want to use this opportunity to wish my fellow brothers, my fellow Biafran, happy Christmas and a prosperous new year. And also for us to be strong in heart and in mind. And for us, so for us to be putting this our plans in prayer so that the Almighty God will lift up and we will never going to fall again. In Jesus Christ's mighty name I pray.
Amen. Good evening, Germany. Good evening, Biafra land. My name is Eshefle Mwabweze. I'm from Amoka in Ihiala local government area, Anambra State, Biafra. I want to use this opportunity to thank every one of us who are here today to represent Biafra, to represent the name of our father's land. It's a great opportunity today to see many faces here who are here today in the name of Biafra. It's our dream land. We cannot deny it. We will always be there to defend our father's land. No matter whosoever that have been stolen it from us, that person must give away. It's time for this person to give away for us to take what belongs to us. Biafra is our dream land. Biafra is our father's land. Biafra must exist and Biafra must stand. Whether the evil ones believe it or not, the dream of Biafra must come to actuality. Thank you all. Thank you, Biafra. Thank everybody that is here today. May God bless Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Give it to him to say something. Go ahead.
Hello. Fellow Biafrans, on the mic is Sabini Sumaje Bishi from Awidemre, Osun, Olo province. I'm speaking from Munich. I wish all Biafrans in Munich happy Christmas and New Year. I urge them to join the crusade for Biafra actualization and in a few years to come, we are going home to establish the government in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Has everyone spoken here? Is there anybody who hasn't said anything at all? Is anybody afraid? Why is he afraid to say his name? Is anybody here afraid? I need to know. Please go ahead, go ahead. The person with the phone, yes, is fine? Okay, that's fine, that's okay. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. What we are doing, for the information of everybody, is entirely legal. Not only before man, but before God himself as well. If you are a Biafran, if you're attached to Radio Biafra, if you're affiliated to the indigenous people of Biafra, there are some things you must know. And I'll read it out so that the world will hear before I go to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary. You must memorize this because this is what is going to guide us. Even when we go into battle with our enemies, you must understand this. Because anybody who is afraid or a coward cannot come with us. You can't come with us. You are either for us or you're against us. You must be one of us or you must be one of them. There is no place for neutrality. You cannot sit in the middle when your little sisters are being impregnated and their children taken from them and sold. You cannot be neutral when kidnappers are running riot. You cannot be neutral when people are using the sacred name of Biafra to steal, cheat, and pillage. You cannot be neutral when your people are being bombed and killed. You cannot remain neutral when Yorubas are deporting you. You can't be neutral. You are either with us or you're against us. No space for neutrality. I must read this before I go to bring these headlines. And this is the creed of the Brotherhood. You must understand this, that we're not joking. You must be without fear in the face of your enemies. You must be brave and upright that God may love thee. You will speak the truth always, even if it leads to your death, and you will safeguard the helpless and do no wrong. These are the things you must do as a Biafran if you want to come with us. If you cannot meet up to this creed, you are not worthy to sit or stand before us. We are Biafrans. The world must know who we are. We are not begging or pleading with anybody. We are older than every civilization on this earth. We gave democracy to mankind. We gave mankind justice and fairness. There is no way we can retreat before our enemies. It's impossible. Impossible. That's why we're going home next year. We cannot run away from our enemies. They should be running from us. People must understand this. We must go on to bring the news headlines to all of you, the whole world who are listening on this very day, and also the accompanying news summary. On a day that we are getting advice from Senator Zodema that we should not turn Nigeria to another Syria, APC is now commending the report issued by the House of Representatives on Stella Odua and demands Stella Odua's resignation. No more Yoruba newspapers. But now APC, the same way we stopped Yoruba newspapers, we are going to stop APC from calling for the resignation of Stella Odua. We'll teach them what they don't know. That when they hear Biafra, they will run from us. Amaechi Des Jonathan says he's part of Obasanjo's informants. World Bank comments on the zoo's borrowing to finance the shortfall. Mismanagement of Biafra's resources as 1,556 illegal oil refineries are destroyed. 1,646 suspects are arrested in 2013. Northern Elders Forum, these are the owners of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, are deeply disappointed with Jonathan's response to Obasanjo's letter. And now, the news in greater detail. The chairman of the Senate Committee on Aviation, Senator Hope Uzodinma, has warned Nigerians against making unguarded statements capable of derailing the nation's democracy and precipitating ethnic backlash that could turn the country into another Syria. Speaking at the weekend, Uzodinma, who represents Imo West Senatorial District in the state, regretted that highly placed Nigerians have lately resorted to making provocative statements against the leadership of the country, aimed at inciting the public against the government. He reminded those behind what he described as explosive, wild, and baseless allegations to be mindful of the fact that such ungodly utterances could precipitate an ethnic backlash that can create another Syria in the country. The All Progressives Congress has commended the House of Representatives for its stand on the 255 million naira armored car scandal involving the Minister of Aviation, Mrs. Stella Odua, calling on President Goodluck Jonathan to review the continued engagement of the minister over her role in the scam in a statement in Port Harcourt on Monday by its Interim National Publicity Secretary Alhaji Lai Mohammed. The party said by its action, the House of Representatives has again signaled its readiness to play its own part in fighting the massive corruption which has enveloped the country. The party added that by its unequivocal stand on the scandal coming on the heels of the recent criticism of the President Jonathan's torpid fight against corruption by House Speaker Aminu Tambuwal, the House has left no one in doubt that the legislature is taking its oversight role very seriously, the APC man said. We shall visit him this evening. Nigeria's main opposition party, the All Progressives Congress, has continued its nationwide campaign for more members with a rally in Rivers State, Nigeria's south-south region. Top APC members, including the interim national chairman, Chief Bisi Akonde, retired General Muhammadu Buhari, and former Lagos State Governor, Chief Bola Tinubu, joined the host, Governor Chibuike Amaechi, at the Save Rivers Movement sensitization rally held at the Liberation Stadium in Port Harcourt, the state capital of Rivers State. The governor and chairman of the Nigeria's Governors Forum, Right Honorable Chibuike Rotimi Amaechi, at the rally gave reasons for leaving the PDP. Amaechi said he joined the APC to protect the interests of Rivers State, which had been neglected by the PDP-led federal government. The World Bank has cautioned the federal government on the fiscal risks that may be associated with borrowing to finance budget deficit in 2 years' time. The bank, sounding the note of caution at the launch of the Nigeria Economic Report, NAR, in Abuja yesterday, it submitted that if fuel subsidy was maintained at 97 naira per liter, cash call to the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NPC, remained at 3% of gross domestic product, which is GDP, and Federation account distributions increased annually at 3%. No, I can't understand this at all. Basically, what the World Bank is saying is that Nigeria should not borrow money to finance its budget deficit. If at all they can understand it, that is high convoluted economics for civilized, developed people, not for animals in the zoo. Nigeria is a zoo. They don't understand what fiscal discipline means. But we should educate them because we are learned. 1,556 illegal oil refineries have so far been destroyed by the Nigerian Navy in 2013. 1,646 suspects have also been arrested, according to the Chief of Naval Staff, Vice Admiral Dele Ezeoba. He disclosed this at the launch of the Chief of Naval Staff Strategic Guidance, called SGO2, in Abuja yesterday. The Nigerian Navy, it says, destroyed illegal oil refineries, barges, auxiliary equipment, and large wooden boats. Between October 2012 and September 2013, more than 1,646 suspects were arrested and handed over to either the Nigerian Police Force, the EFCC, or the Nigeria Security and Civil Defense Corps for trial. I never knew that Civil Defense Corps also prosecute people. Amazing. Only in the zoo. Barely 24 hours after President Goodluck Jonathan replied his predecessor, the Northern Elders Forum has expressed disappointment with Jonathan's response to the issues raised by the former president. The NEF said Jonathan adopted what it called pedestrian approach to addressing the core issues raised by Obasanjo and ended up creating more tension in Nigeria than what his predecessor's letter had generated. This is a direct quote from them. We feel highly disappointed by the tone and content of Mr. President's response to Obasanjo's letter, Secretary General of the NEF, Professor Ango Abdullahi, told Vanguard in an interview. Those are the news headlines and accompanying news summary. On a day we are bringing to the attention of the world that Senator Hope Uzodinma is asking us not to turn Nigeria to Syria. We are saying that Syria is developed. He should talk about Somalia. That is where we are heading to. We are going to turn the zoo into Somalia. For those who don't know, you can Google Somalia and find out what is happening. Mohamed Siad Barre refused to vacate power. He refused to modernize, to reform, to bring in necessary political changes. And the country plunged the depths. They plunged the mire. They are now in a state of absolute disaster and hopelessness. That is what will happen. especially in the northern part of the zoo. We are not going to feel mercy or sorry for anybody. We are sounding a note of warning and caution to everybody that Biafra should be let go. If Scotland, where Frederick Lugard comes from, if they are voting for their independence next year, in a few days' time, they'll start planning for it. Why not us that Lugard enslaved and handed over to Hausa, Fulani, Arab, Muslim people? We can't allow it to continue. So we are telling Hope Ozodema that we are heading for Somalia, not Syria. Syria is still developed. They are civilized people. We are heading all the way straight to Somalia. The APC, for those who don't know, those who like hypocritical politics, those who believe in Nigeria, those who are too scared or too cowardly to speak the truth, the APC is telling us that Jonathan should sack Oduor. We've managed to quieten the Yoruba papers. You can see no more Yoruba papers calling for Odua to be sacked. The same treatment we gave them, we'll give to the House of Reps and to APC. APC, before you sack Stella Odua, ask Tinubu to show you his 13 accounts abroad. Ask Tinubu how many years he worked abroad to generate all the billions in those accounts. APC with Buhari in it. Buhari, how much did you steal? How much money have you stolen? Buhari is the one responsible for the death of people in the zoo. He single-handedly raised Boko Haram to kill people as revenge for not winning the elections. Buhari should be arrested anytime he goes to the United States of America. These are the bastards calling for Oduwa to be removed. How about Fashola? APC, are you blind and deaf that you cannot see that Fashola bought his own two jeeps for over 620 million? Have you forgotten? Ask Fashola the jeep he's driving, Range Rover. Two of them, black. How much were they? You want Stella Odua? You people are high on drugs. Maybe they sell cocaine. Do they still take it, some of them? Maybe they sniff cocaine. You're asking for Jonathan to sack Stella Odua. Who brought corruption into the zoo? Is Omar Odigo not part of you? Is Dangote not part of you people? All you criminals from the north, have you forgotten who you are? Danjuma is a general in the army. What is a general doing with oil block? In which part of the world have you seen a general in the army owning an oil block? Danjuma, how much did you sell your oil block? How much was it? How much did you make? Huh? Abubakar Abdul Salami, or is it Abdul Salami Abubakar, however they spell his name? Is it Alhaji Alhaji? All of you from the north. How much have all of you stolen? How much, we are asking? Only Omar Odiko could fund free education in the whole Nigeria for years to come. You are mentioning Stella Odua. You are not ashamed of yourself. How about Babangida? How much does one horse cost? How much does a trainer, a physical trainer from Argentina cost? You go and bring in somebody to train your son on how to play polo, all the way from Argentina. For how much, Babangida? How much did you squander? Did you or did you not kill Delegiwa? These are people in APC. What is the name of the idiot who was the former vice president? Atiku Abubakar. The rogue that stole everything at Nigeria Ports Authority. Which moral authority do you have to judge somebody else? You think by the Yoruba ganging up with Hausa Muslims to go against Jonathan, somehow you succeed? You will fail. The more you go against Jonathan, the more we expose you, all you criminals. Babangida, how many accounts do you have abroad? Do you know your investments in Monaco, in southern France? Your investment in Iveco, have you forgotten? In Italy, have you forgotten, Babangida, that you took criminality and looting of the treasury to a new height? How about all of you with your private jets? Where did you work to make money to go and buy private jets? From where? House of Reps, how about Yoruba pastors? Have you left them? How about Yoruba pastors? Even the so-called people implicated, Tambuwal, who was implicated in the fuel subsidy scam. You see why I hate Nigeria? A criminal, an ardent onyoshi, a rogue, coming out and calling for for another person to be prosecuted. Tambuwa was implicated, taking bribe. Nigerian House of Reps, how about your duplicitous criminal role in the oil subsidy scam that Jonathan exposed? That's why they don't like him, because Jonathan exposed oil subsidy scam. These are Yoruba people ganging up. Muslim with Muslim not ganging up against us. This is why we need Biafra. If you don't know, these are the people killing you every blessed day. Has the Nigerian House of Reps ever investigated the killings of your people back up in the north? Have they? No. Nigerian House of Reps, have you investigated the Zoo River? They drew up a report and they disappeared. Nothing said ever since. Estella Odua, you're talking about, bought a car. Why won't she buy a car? She should go and buy an aeroplane. A Hercules for that matter. The oil money belongs to her country, Biafra. Jonathan should not even give any money to Nigerian Central Bank anymore. They can all go to hell and eat the sand in the Sahel where they come from. They are not original to Nigeria. Maybe you don't know that. You don't know that the Hausa Fulani people came. They are not original to that part of the world. I remind you of what Ethiopians said. Muslims came up in Ethiopia to go and contest election. Do you know what the Ethiopian president told them? That a visitor is a visitor. That was how Muslims came to Ethiopia. They are not original to Ethiopia. They came, they were killing them, and Haile Selassie gave them place to settle. They were fleeing persecution. The same way we allowed a few Yorubas to come into our land in Anioma, and all of a sudden they are descended from God knows where. Oberambia, a visitor into our own space, is now telling us how to manage our own oil. This evening we are telling Jonathan, is it Okonji Iweala and the lady, is it Alice and my, what's her name, Desiane Madeke, do not give any money to Nigeria. Keep all that money somewhere. Only when we come to you to buy weapons, you give us some. That's what we're asking for. Keep all the money. Look at bona fide criminals on APC, is it BBC, talking rubbish, talking nonsense. A criminal like Tambuwa, condemned criminal like him, implicated time and time again. There's a video showing him as a rogue, taking bribe from the other Yoruba criminal. And they have the temerity to ask for Stella Odua. We will go to work on them tomorrow. We'll go and do our research this night and tear them to shreds. These are criminals. And the world must know them. They should know that we are not Radio Nigeria. Every government of the world is listening to us. And we're exposing them. And that's why the zoo is going to fall. Anybody that wants Nigeria, may you also get this type of people as your legislators and lawmakers. We are in Germany. If Germany wants us to be one, in one beautiful, loving, corrupt, criminal Nigerian country, may you have this type of people as your reps to go to Bundestag and make laws for you, that you may become like servitude. You may become lower than monkeys. That is why we are here, washing plates, sweeping the streets, doing cleaning, all manner of idiotic jobs. Idiotic. That doesn't contribute anything to where you come from. Do we seriously think that sending Western Union or MoneyGram is what makes you a man? It's nothing. You are nobody. Until we go home, the same way that this very proud country called Germany built their land, the same way they are developed. That is why we have live and let live. If you experience good thing, allow that same good thing to come to me. That's what we believe in. Germany is a civilized country where we're broadcasting from today. They must also allow us to be civilized. Anybody asking us to stay in one Nigeria does not wish us well. And we will not wish you well as well. Because we will tell you that we all bleed. And we are all going to die only once. Anybody against us will fight that very person, regardless of how powerful you think you are. Because we have Chukwu Abiyama with us. And as long as our hands are clean, we are bound to prevail. And we must do so. I will now go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me, please? Could you please come in with your views and your opinions regarding what we are presenting today on a day of many substantive news, including the abandonment of the pursuit of Stella Odua to APC? Now APC are the ones at the forefront of this attack on Senator Oduwa, and we are bringing it to their knowledge that the Speaker of the House of Reps in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria is a criminal. He was implicated collecting bribe on the fuel subsidy scam. How dare this man open his mouth to condemn Stella Oduwa? How dare Yoruba Hausa people do the same? When you have Buhari, when you have Atiku Abubakar, when you have Danjuma, when you have someone like Omar Odiko, how can these people complain? When you have Tinubu in APC, what moral authority do they have to go against Stella Oduwa? And the rest of the news we're bringing today, please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Your analysis, as I always put it, is cutting my job short, because when you analyze, I really don't have much to say because you've covered the whole grounds. Director, being a very clever, intelligent human being, you always make my job very, very short. Regardless, I still have to add a few points because you've covered the whole grounds. You've mentioned everybody, but you have forgotten Dangote, who is the only man importing and exporting cement in Calabar seaport. Dangote is not a Calabar man. He is not a Biafran. He is not an Igbo, but he is the only person giving exclusive rights to import cement. Does it sit well with any of us?
No, of course not.
Director, the fact is, they will not do anything with Stella Oduwa. We don't know this woman. As far as she's a Biafran, nobody will touch her. The Yorubas have tried and failed. APC will also try and fail. Director, from the letter written by Glojonathan, I am actually convinced that he listens to Radio Biafra.
Of course he does.
Therefore,
since 2009.
Therefore, Director, he will not listen to Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram. I now believe that that guy is very clever. Glojonathan is a clever man. He is a ninja. He knows what he's doing. Director, I don't know if you know what I mean by ninja.
Of course he is. You have converted me. I am now a staunch Jonathan supporter. You must know that.
Thank you. Thank you, because Jonathan is a Biafran. Therefore, any Biafran, no matter what that Biafran has done, we will not allow the Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba, Boko Haram to dismember that particular Biafran. Otherwise, we are giving it to the wolves. And we cannot be seen ourselves doing that. No matter what Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram does, the media do not criticize them. They don't even mention their name. Look
no,
at what
they don't.
Bishop Obasanjo wrote. But good luck, Jonathan, as an educated human being, puts him in order. That guy will never write a letter again. Doctor, let me bring this to your attention. Take this or you leave it. He will go. Obasanjo, don't forget that he's not educated. He's a military man. He will never write again because Glojonathan, an educated PhD holder, silenced him quietly, peacefully, and in fact, in a very nominal position. Let me tell you this. Good luck, Jonathan has done all his best in order to make sure that Obasanjo is happy. Do you know that Good luck, Jonathan has built 12 universities since his inception? Guess what? Out of those 12 universities, 9 is built in the northern state of Boko Haram. 9. Only 3 in the southeast. Yet, they are still carrying out. In fact, this is supposed to be referred to that lady who her name is Power from USA. If she's listening.
Samantha. I don't know what her name is.
Samantha Powers or Lois. I don't know, whichever way it is. She should listen. Goodluck Jonathan has built 12 universities. Out of those 12, 9 is in the north. Only 3. How can you fault this man? How can Obasanjo, who did not do anything, nothing, all he was doing busy, equipping Oka farm and putting all the whole money in his banks. How can you blame Jonathan when Babangida did not do anything? All Babangida was doing is eat and I will eat. All Babangida was doing, if you hassle him, if he doesn't kill you with a bomb, he will say, okay, you go and stay there, stay 2 months, he will remove you and put another person. Jonathan will be and remain the only president in that zoo who has ever done something tangible. Nobody should talk about Stella Udua because they won't do anything anyway. The Arabs have abandoned it. The houses will not do anything because we have all the corrupted. But why would the houses do anything in Nigeria anyway? They are not from there. They are visitors. There are people who come to loot. Director, start from beginning and see to the end of all of them. None of them has ever done anything tangible in that zoo. None of them. What do? They take money, invest in Dubai. They take money, invest in any other Muslim countries except that zoo. Their men are Amajiri, Megads, Medoya, Mesuya, Meshu, Metis, Medat. They could not build a single industry in that zoo for their people. Remember the Adam. Adam says, if he has the opportunity, he'll keep Babangida, Buhari, and all the rest, because they're not doing anything for them. The difference between a Aboki and a Biafra man is because we have the sense of reasoning, we have sense of economics, we have sense of science. But these people that Lugard put us together are cattle rearers. Why would they think of anything good or tangible? Because their minds are not there in that country. Jesus says, put your treasure in heaven, that your mind will be in heaven. If you put your treasures here, your mind will be on earth. The houses are not putting any treasure in that zoo. That is why Babangida is prepared to destroy it. But 67 is not the same as 2013. Biafrans have friends all over the world. We have friends offering us free ammunition to send the houses at bay, to put the Yorubas into their camps. 67 is not the same as 2003. Director, as we are talking, there are many undiscoverable mineral resources in Biafra lands. And I tell you, our new friends are coming to be with us. Nobody should make mistakes. The houses are Yorubas, they are weak. They can't do nothing. The British will never help them anymore. The Americans are fed up. I tell you, since today, I've been tweeting Putin, tweeting Obama, tweeting Cameron, even Oprah Winfrey, because that woman is a Biafran. She's an Igbo woman. Oprah Winfrey. Their slave masters put it Oprah, so that we don't recognize. But we know all these things. The Biafrans, don't forget, Director, we have Chikobi. The most intelligent mathematicians Africans have ever produced, Chikobi. We know how to decode things. No matter how you turn the name of a Biafra man, we know them. Freddy Hunter. Is he not Freddy Dinta? They put it Hunter.
That's what a Dinta is Hunter, of course.
Freddy Dinta now. They turn it to Hunter. Wilfred. They turn it to Oprah Wilfred. We know all this. Obama is not Obama. They call him Obama. We know all this, Director. Biafra is very close. My people, please do your best whenever you are on Radio Biafra. Speak English. Even if you cannot translate that particular proverb, put it in Pidgin English. We have audience. We have millions, more than 5 million worldwide listening to Radio Biafra.
We are growing every day.
Every day,
the hundreds of thousands of people are joining us.
Thank you, my director. So when we start speaking Igbo, it's putting people off. I get a lot of texts. I don't say everything I hear. Every time, Barista Man Mezu, why is this happening? Why is this happening? My brothers, wherever you are, whenever you're talking on Radio Biafra, please speak English. If you can't, break it in broken one. We will understand it. Many people are joining us. We've been tweeting. People are responding. They say they will support Biafra. People down the drains, even in the holes, they are coming out supporting Biafra. Biafra will stand. We've suffered enough. No more. Director, you are our leader. You are doing your best, and everybody supporting you. People in Germany, God bless all of you. Biafra will stand. We will realize Biafra. We will restore Biafra back to where it is. God bless everybody. Thank you, Director. I am standing by.
Of course you will, Barista Man Mezu. Thank you for such eloquent delivery of your analysis. I stand to be corrected, and I accept it. Let us make one thing very... How much was Tello Duaska?
260 million.
Do you people know about somebody called Farouk Lawan?
I'm coming to that. I have their list here.
Oh, you have their list? Okay. Hey, reps, you people are in trouble. You people are in trouble. By the time we devote our program to them one by one, they'll regret the day they were voted into that useless office for daring to approach Tello Dua. We defend our own fiercely. Every Biafran will be defended. Every Biafran, let us criticize them. It's for us, not for you. The same way, do you know you can't criticize the Queen of England? You're not allowed to. Only the people can criticize their own queen. It's not for you foreigners. You don't talk about Queen Elizabeth. You dare not do it. All these people there, they are our own. If they do wrong, we castigate them. It's for us to do so, not Yoruba or Hausa media. Because when Babangida was there stealing, we never said a word. Shehu Shagari, Sani Abacha, Yaradua, Abdul Salami Abubakar, all the Hausa men there, who never said a word. When our own is there, nobody should say anything. Jonathan is there, must remain there. So is Tello. So, in fact, only that the zoo is coming to an end. Would have said that Tello Dua will remain there, the life aviation minister. Every time she'll be there. They are mad. Let them remove her now, and then they will see what we can do. Let them try and remove her. Then they will see. We don't know who she is, and we don't want to know who she is, but we are going to defend her to the hilt. We will defend her with everything, because enough is enough. We shall now go around this very place. If you're joining us, the number to call Radio Biafra is +491521894775. I repeat, +49 is the code for Germany. +491521894771. That is the code. That is the number for Radio Biafra line. Our Skype line is also open, but you must bear with us. People are calling us everywhere. We are now going to go around to pick some few people from the floor here to give us the benefit of their views and their opinion. Please, you may proceed. Go ahead. Onyali, go ahead.
In fact, Director, Barristi Imam Mezu have finished this case. But what puzzles me sometimes is how Director called this name Frederick Lugard. And when he calls him Frederick Lugard, my heart flies. You know, I feel he always talking to me. And for that reason, it's like I will change this my name. I would not like to have the same name with the man who put us in trouble. So I will change my name. All documents bearing the former name remain valid. Thank you. But then I will go back to the comments, the news of today. I want to start by talking on the Hope Uzodinma's idea or what he discovered that Nigeria is going to be if care is not taken. I can say that this Hope Uzodinma is one of those people who are dangling from one party to another, who has not shown any love for his people, who I heard in recent time has joined the APC, and now he is saying that Nigeria will be like Syria. But what effort is he making as somebody in the Senate? He has failed, and he will continue to fail. APC, made up of Muslim Boko Haram people, they will always condemn or look into anything that concerns a Biafran. But when other people from other side does it, they will not complain. Now they are talking of the Oduas, the armored car from Stella. But they have not complained of the one bought by the governor of Lagos State. Is it not the same money from this zoo going out? Even the one bought by the Lagos State governor is three times costlier than the one bought by the aviation minister. But now they are complaining about the one of Stella Odua. Anyhow, they will fail because their idea is to keep us slaves. But now we have said no, and that's why they are crying. God will punish them because they don't know themselves. Nigeria is borrowing. The zoo is borrowing. And now the World Bank is warning them. But always you hear that billions are missing. 40 billion are missing. 50 billion missing. But they keep on borrowing. Why is it? Where is this money going? Is it the money they borrowed that are missing? Or is it the money coming from the oil product that is missing? They will give us the answer. We produce a lot. We have a lot of money, but we keep on borrowing. As long as Nigeria continues to live, they will continue to borrow. But fortunately, it remains few days for Nigeria to be over and we'll be free. Now, the Northern Elders Forum are complaining about the reply by President Jonathan to OBJ. But they never complained about the letter of OBJ to Jonathan. Who was the first? Jonathan or OBJ? This shows hatred on Biafrans. They never want anything from Biafrans. And they can never want it. They want to subdue us forever. But we are saying no to that. Whether they like it or not, Biafra must come, and is coming. And that's why they are jilting. That's why they are afraid. Come to a Yoruba man and tell him that you are a Biafran. He will run away from you. And that is it. May I use this opportunity also to go across Germany to tell the Biafrans in Germany, starting from their organizations, that we are aware of them. The Biafrans in Germany under Radio Biafra and the Radio Biafra London is aware of them. And that is why we are calling on them not to hide. I start by calling the Igbo Community Union Southwest Germany, Freiburg, who Philip Duru Chiama is their chairman. Philip Duru. The Igbo Zoe chairman, Sonny Okadigbo, Ihedi. We know you. We are calling on the Igbo Cultural Union, Monster. Their chairman is Duraka. We are calling on the Obi Igbo Rim,
Rhein-Main, Deutschland, through Obi Igbo. We are calling on Igbo Cultural Organization, Rhineland, Hessen. Edward Norris is one of their executives. We are calling on Nzukondi Igbo, Heilbronn. Iko Kafu is their chairman. We are calling on you, and we recognize Igbo Contact Forum, Munchen. Frank Okoro is their chairman. We accept you. We know you. We know the organization. The Igbo Cultural Organization, Meinheim. Kenneth Iwala is their chairman. Nzukondi Igbo, Essen. Kenneth Njoku is their chairman. We appreciate you. We are calling upon all of you to come and show your interest that you are Biafrans. The Nzukondi Igbo Cologne, NST Ibe is one of their executives. Igbo Nenyi Numberg, Benjamin Chinaka is there. Igbo Union Koblenz, Modestus Koriocha is their general secretary. Ndi Igbo Hamburg, Francis Obidike is one of their executives. Ndi Igbo Bremen, Fancy Ewulu is their one of the executive. We acknowledge Igbo Union Castle. John Owakwe is there. Nzukondi Igbo Hanover. Peter Chukuma is one of the executive. Igbo Congress Tugat. Nzukondi Igbo Osnabrück. Charles Igili is there. Ndi Igbo Achen Paddy Duru. Igbo Congress Bonn. Philip Amaku is one of their executive. Ndi Igbo Castro is, we recognize you. Ndi Igbo Bielefeld, George Rutherford is one of the executive. Igbo Association Inglostat, Matthew Igwoke is one of the executive. Igbo Union Osborg, Sonny Okume is also one of the executive. We remember Ndi Igbo Monche Glabach, Wellington Nathaniel is their chairman. Nzukondi Igbo Barry Skelant, Emeka Anyanwu is there. I call all the Igbo organizations in Deutschland, do not hide yourself. If you don't come out, we already know you. At the end, we shall give the result of who works for the restoration of Biafra. Thank you, Director. Thank you, and God bless Biafra.
My name is Ogonna Eze. I'm calling from Malaysia. Yeah, thanks very much. I just want to thank God for the progress so far, and I want to bless the name of the Almighty God for the vision that God really gave to you people to carry out this this program. I'm so proud. There are a lot of I just want to ask a question, my brother, because whatever thing we do, at least we, if you are not, if you've not been following the program, at least you just have to ask a little question. First of all, my first question is, I just want to ask if I'm in Malaysia, but I don't know where the Malaysian people are doing their meeting and the phone number, how I can contact them. That's the first one. And the second one is, I just want to know if,
before we go to your second one, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
If you have a pen and paper, then we are going to give you a telephone number. You wait where you are. Stay where you are, please. Remain where you are, because Ikechukwu Enyago is going to give us a number with which you can reach them on. Ikechukwu will want you to call back. Ikechukwu Enyago wants you to call back. Can you hear me? We want you to say my voice can be, or I can hear my own self. My voice was off before, but it's back again. You know, everybody's allowed one disease, at least. Mine is that I depress the buttons and I forget. But I'm praying very hard and fasting. One day we shall overcome. Ikechukwu Enyago, you will stay and give our brother who is calling, you will give him a number with which to contact our people in Malaysia. We are formidable in Malaysia. Malaysia is our strongest unit. They are formidable. And you must give them this number. Ikechukwu, confirm that you can hear me, please. Can you confirm that? Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
No,
he cannot hear me. My dear brother, can you hear me, please?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, you may continue. Now, hold on. Ikechukwu is with us. Stay where you are. Ikechukwu is with us. Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Your voice is very low. Your voice is very low. Please, you may continue. With which number can this brother reach our brethren in Malaysia on, please? Which number is that? I can't hear you, Ikechukwu. I cannot hear you, and I've raised the volume to as high as possible. What I have to do is to give them your number. My dear brother, do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yeah, I have it.
You will get it, and then we are going to try as much as possible to give you the number of our coordinator of coordinators. You are very lucky. We are giving you the number of Ikechukwu Enyiagu, who is a very busy man, but is going to direct you on where to go to. The number is, if I'm not mistaken, which number do you have for Ikechukwu? Can we have it? Get Ikechukwu's number somewhere because we don't have it here with us. Barrister Mamezu, Ikechukwu's line is unstable. It is extremely unstable. He called me with a number, and with that number, I'm trying to give it to you. Do you have access to the internet, my dear brother? Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook.
I want you to write down on a piece of paper, Biafrans in Malaysia. Just write it down and go there and look for them. You shall find them. Let's try and take this call, but remain where you are. Don't disengage. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. Is that Ikechukwu?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello, my name is Eric Ikechukwu Ekemejem. I'm calling from Bremen.
You're calling from Bremen. Please go ahead.
Exactly. First, I want to congratulate the Munchinas for the wonderful work they are doing. And at the same time, also congratulate the Frankfurter. I just want to say there is nothing much to say, but all what I want to say is that first, Barrister Imam Mezu has finished everything. It's a wonderful
the way
man
he does.
And it's everything. It's a wonderful man, it's a great man. He has done the good work. He has let the houses know where they belong to. Before you can call somebody a thief, you have to examine yourself very, very well. I congratulate him for the good work that he has done. That's what. And I just want to use the opportunity to call all the Biafrans in Bremen that those who have the interest due to one or two things are stepping by for the work. Let them come out. Join this good work that is happening for we to regain what belongs to us. Brother Inland, I thank you also for the good work. Continue, and God will bless you and bless all the Biafrans. As long as we use one mind to do this, we will achieve our good. That's all I want to say.
And thank you very much.
We're waiting for you to come to Bremen, and we will host you, and I hope that everything will go well. Thank you, and thank all the whole dear friends in München.
Thank you very much. They're all here listening. And thank you as well for calling. Thank you very much. Did I say Bremen? How many more cities do I have to go to?
From Hamburg.
Hey.
Like,
okay, so Bremen will come to Hamburg, is it? Or Hamburg will go to Bremen? Which one?
Bremen one day.
I go to Bremen for one day, and then Hamburg another day. Yeah. But tomorrow I'm going to Cologne.
Yeah.
And then, am I going to Stuttgart? Where else?
Stuttgart, I'm not
sure. You're not too sure. Thank you very much. Our brother, are you still there on Skype?
Yeah, I'm here.
You are disciplined. I like that. Of course, I wouldn't expect anything less from a Biafran in Malaysia. When you ask them to stand, they stand. When you ask them to run, they ask you, why do I have to run? They are loyal. That's why we love them. The number to take for you to take down is +60. Do you have it?
Yeah, +60.
11.
Yeah, 11.
235.
115.
34. Yes, that is the number to call. You will be privileged enough to speak to Ikechukwu Enyiagu, who is our coordinator of all coordinators on this planet. He is doing marvelously well. and his country is indebted to him. Thank you very much. And now, what do you want to say? You wanted to say something. Please go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I just want to ask something. I just want to know if have you guys written to UN before concerning this great move we are trying to make now?
Yes.
That's the first question. And the second question is the people that will be representing us in the the zona something we are about to do in the COP next year. Have you guys tried to to tell them our opinions? Because it would be okay for you guys to give us their names and their address where they are staying in Nigeria, so that whenever if they mess up, we know how to get them. They should just work under the instructions of the youth of Biafra, because their time has passed. So now it is our time. So that is just I want to know. I'm from the same place with Anyimpayo Sanim, the former Senate president.
Yes.
So I just want to know if you guys we meet their addresses, because there's no time to mess up. We are really suffering here. There are a lot of guys, small guy getting married to 60-year-old woman just to why our place is more better than their own. So we need this Biafra by all costs. And anyone that mess up, the person should be eliminated. So we just want to know if, because I've spoken with a lot of people in my area. I know it's in Kepong, the Biafra meeting hall in Kepong, but I don't know the actual place. So the people in Puchong, I just want to mobilize some people so that we know how to start up in Puchong. So, and these are the questions they've been asking me.
Now, you asked very well. I like repeating myself, because history has a way of repeating itself. We have two people going to represent us, two men. Even if we don't speak to them or say anything to them, even if we are sleeping or dreaming, they will represent our interest very, very well. Dr. Justin Akujieze is in Chicago. He's a scientist.
Okay.
Odenigbo, Innocent Odenigbo, is in New Jersey. He is a well-schooled, well-tutored man. When he speaks, send your wife away somewhere, because if your wife listens to him, there is every opportunity your wife will ask you, how do I speak to this man? It has happened to me, I can tell you that. Odenigbo is learned, he is erudite, he is sound, and he is one of us. And so also is Dr. Justin Akujieze. They will represent Biafrans. If Odenigbo is not there, if Akujieze is not there, their conference is meaningless to us.
Yeah.
As simple as that. So they are well known. They are in the United States, Chicago, and New Jersey, respectively. And they can't even dream of it. They are Biafrans. Yes, please go ahead. I'm round up, please, so we can take views from the floor. Go ahead.
That's just all I just want to say.
You have spoken very well, like a youth that you are. You must call that number immediately. They will tell you where they're meeting. Is it in Kupang or is it Kechong? I don't know what they call it. They will tell you where they're going. Yes, and then you can join them. Call it Kechuku now. He's waiting. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have another caller here, and then we shall go to you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, this is Mrs. Cassidy Onigwe.
Sorry?
This is Mrs. Cassidy Onigwe calling from Munich.
Thank you very much. You are welcome to the program, Mrs. Cassidy Onigwe. This is Radio Biafra, and we are also in Munich. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
I want to use this opportunity to thank our coordinator. I want to also use this opportunity to encourage you for all the efforts you are making to make this Biafra a reality.
Thank you.
I want to also say that we, the women, we are behind you. Most of the times, the men do call. It's not as if that we are not interested. We are interested. Also, I want to call on all our women all over the world, Munich, and everywhere in the whole world, to please support this task. It is not an easy one, but I know with God all things are possible. So please, our women, support in any way that you can. morally, financially, put in a call and encourage our coordinator in any way that you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. He is doing excellently well. That is a call to all the women. We ask you to please try and come out and support your men in this very fight. It is important that we also restore your dignity. It's very, very critical. Do we take a call? Let's bring Barrister Mamuzu. Can you hear me very briefly before we go around to take calls? Anyway, it belongs to Germany. A lot of calls from Germany, and they must bear with us. Barrister, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm calling Tinedu. I'm calling from Hamburg, Germany.
From Hamburg is in Germany. Please go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank you, the Director, for the good job you're doing. I want to thank our coordinator in Germany, Mr. Frederick Onyali. I happen to be the coordinator in Hamburg. I am doing my best to bring our people together, but Hamburg is proving so difficult to coordinate. Director, when you come here, I think you have a lot of jobs to do here in Hamburg, because we have so much division here in Hamburg, because some time ago there was this issue of Igbos Rume. You know, so they have two factions of Igbos Rume, and it has torn Hamburg apart.
Oh, is it only two? Two is very is manageable. I thought there are more than two. Two is manageable.
But for now, it's two. I have tried to put call across to some personnel here in Hamburg for the meeting we're going to have with you on Saturday. So I think you will address some of these issues when at the meeting. So, Director, we're looking forward to meeting you in Hamburg, and I commend you once more for your good job and keep it up. We are behind you, and by the grace of God, we are going to get Biafra. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much as well. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. The caller on the phone, you will stay. Let us go to Skype. And Barrister Mamuzu, you must remain where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Christopher Carlo. I'm from Madrid, Spain.
From Spain, the world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for all the effort that you've been doing concerning this, our beloved Biafra. And I say, may God strengthen you and help you with your coordinate that we will move ahead. Please, my question is that, is it any arrangement that we will do to see that we gather together and move this force ahead?
Yes, you are in Madrid, is that correct?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm coming to Madrid. I know I'm going to Barcelona. But let's make one thing very clear. I have asked TK Chukwuenyagu to make sure that all coordinators are notified to be on standby, because we are going to demonstrate in every country very, very soon. We're not talking about years and years away. What we talked about is going to happen. What we are going to do is to demonstrate in every town where we have presence. In other words, we are not going to say to people, travel from Munich to Berlin to demonstrate. No. You march in Munich. Those in Berlin will do so. Those in Frankfurt. In Spain, if you're in Madrid, you demonstrate in Madrid. Those in Barcelona will demonstrate in Barcelona. We are going to do that on a single day. We will do what no other people has ever done before. We want to tell the world how big we are as a people. That in every country, in every major country on this planet, you have Biafras. We want to prove that to the world. And that day they will take notice. So our time is coming, and we are going to demonstrate. Ikechukwuenyagu must notify all the coordinators around the world and place them on alert that they should now begin to work tirelessly towards our worldwide demonstration coming up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and God bless you. We had a caller on the phone. Are you still there? No, they have gone. Just this very minute, they have gone. maybe they are not from Malaysia, and that is why the discipline is not that great. Barrister Mamezu, are you with me? Barrister, can you hear me? I want the barrister to come in. I like the sound of his voice when he speaks. I learn so much. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, of course. If I don't hear you, I wonder who else will.
Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you once again. And as I said before, I say responsive. They are positively responsive. We are garnering quite a lot of our citizens, the indigenous people of Biafra. Even friends are very enthusiastic in calling. I just heard the voice of our sister who says it's not that women are not interested in calling. They are. And that's the reason why she called. And I hope all other women, her passion to call Radio Biafra. Because if you don't call, we will not know. We take you as part of those who are listening actively and listening quietly. If you don't say, here I am, of course, nobody will know there she or he is. We welcome our people. When you make your own particular suggestions or impressions, if I should say, then we will count you as one of those who are calling, because we know and we note that people of Biafrans are not cowards. Men, women are not born to be that way. In fact, if you go around the world, you will note that the women of Biafrans are even more resilient, more valor than our men. Our women lead the war. They are the ones in front. It's not because the men are cowards. No. Our women are meant to be that way. For a woman to carry a child for 9 months, you will know that they are an above men. And of course, we will use our macho man attitude to say we are greater. Zero. Women are greater than men. Whichever way you look at it, whichever way you take it, they are more clever, more cunning, more intelligent, but we use our macho man attitude to subdue them. And of course, to an extent, you can subdue a woman. They are the people of our pride. They are the women that we respect. That's why it angers us here on Radio Biafra. It pains us that the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are using our women as pawns. It pains me. The women we revere, the women we respect, the women we adore, the women of Biafrans, they are our queens. When we see what the House of Fulani is with them, including the Boko Haram, we bleed inside. We say enough is enough. And our women, if you know the pain we men feel, if you know the pain Biafrans feel, it's about time all of you come in mass. Come in mass to protect and prevent what is happening in womanhood. What our girls are going through. A Hausa Fulani man will come and have a sex with an 8-year-old girl, a Biafran woman. Majority of men have been taught to having children. They have turned into machines that produce women do the same for them. Why can't Hausa Fulani Boko Haram women do that? Why must we be women that have turned you into sex slaves, turned you into bare children? Why? This is the belittlement of a race, the belittlement of our women, Biafran women, who are respected, who are supposed to be at the throne, at the helm of affairs, but they've been put down. This we are fighting, seriously. That is why the director is moving from Australia to New Zealand. New Zealand to Bangkok, Bangkok to Germany, Germany to Malaysia, Malaysia to China. He is not resting. Why is he doing this? If it left for him, he could have sit in his own house, in his own comfortable sitting room, and say, let me rest. Everybody should do whatever they want. But he says, no, Biafrans, gather. Let us bring our people together. Let us fight the evil that has destroyed the fabric of our culture, the fabric of our nation, Biafra. Why should we stand aside? Why those not circumcised? Our women are having sex with those who are not circumcised. It's an abomination. We have to stop it. We have to nip it in the bud because we are angry. We don't want this. They're encroaching and they First of all, they are using our own resources to bribe our women. They are using what we have to our women. We have to fight. We can no longer move backward into.
Barrister, your line is a bit digital. Maybe when you explode the way only you can, even the lines begin to panic.
Director, I tell you, even as I'm talking, the water in the bowl, they are panicking. Even the mirror is shaking.
Only when the barrister speaks.
Any further excuses. Our women have suffered enough. Beheaded. Where have you had a director that a woman should be beheaded? It can only be in the zoo. If we don't stop this, director, Biafrans will be extinct completely. Let me stop here before my computer explodes as well.
Only the barrister. Only Barrister Van Mezu. Only Barrister Van Mezu. Thank you very much, barrister. At least you're making us laugh here, which is wonderful. Only him can. Only him. You see how blessed we are. We have people like Barrister Van Mezu and Uche Mefo, Ikechukwu Enyiago, our dear sister Rita Nebogu. We have Ngozi Madu. We have even our own coordinator here, Fred Onyal. You are gathered here today because of his suggestion on air that we should build Biafra all over the world. So you don't blame me. If we ask you to buy a transmitter, you blame Fred Onyal. He started it, not us. That is why here, if you bring any good idea, we'll run with it. And we make it happen. Ikechukwu, you stay where you are. Ikechukwu, remain where you are. Let's go and take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype, if I'm not mistaken. Give us your name and where you are. I can see them, but they can't see me. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, they can't. Laughter Ogogwa is the name. Can you hear me? No. Ikechukwu, can you hear me?
Yes, my director can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Here,
yes, we are here. We are gathered here. We are offering praise to Chukwu Abiyama through Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I bring greetings from here, Malaysia, this morning. To all Biafrans, wherever you are, I say good morning from here to you. I say good morning to all members of the Executive Council, members of the Treasury Committee. To all reps, good morning from here to you. To all national and zonal coordinators and all executives, every Biafran, wherever you are, I bring you greetings from here, Malaysia. I want to specially thank Fred Onyali for having made us proud in Germany with his team. I thank you all. I bring you greetings. And to our friends and those listening in, I say greetings from here, Malaysia, to you this morning. I want to briefly address those who serve with me towards the restoration of Biafra. I want to address the our reps and their coordinators. Of course, they have duly been notified, but it's important we get this across on air as well. We have hammered so long on electronics. We need these electronics, and it's getting late. Of course, a lot of people have sent theirs home. Some have gathered them to send home, but we also remind them that it's important that those who have not considered it expedient to bring forward their electronics do so immediately. We need plasma televisions. We need laptops, CPUs. We need every electronic gadget. We need a long-range walkie-talkie. We need surveillance cameras. We need all of them. Whatever you have, somebody here in Malaysia just called me 2 days ago and gave me a camera plus a Nokia phone. We also need it, please. Get it out and send it home immediately. Our dear sister back home has notified me that she's been receiving from some of you. Those who have promised, who have not sent it home, send them home, please hasten to do so. I've had a message from somebody who says he has a 154 kVA generator. Please make sure you send it home. From our brother in Hong Kong who told me he has an internet-enabled printer, two printers, please send them home.
all those who have made pledges concerning the electronics, please do so. I know you have called in good faith. Send them home in good faith. We need them urgently. Thank you very much. I also want to speak on the letters that have been disseminated right now. I've had some calls from some coordinators, and I thank you for it, because I noticed that the documents we forwarded, first of all, in doc format, some of them, due to the alignment of their rulers and the general alignment of their Microsoft Word, some are shifted. So please, if you get such things, notify me, notify your coordinator, your rep, who will in turn notify the International Directorate Secretary, so we get it right, because we are addressing world leaders. We are addressing those who know our plight and want to address them as those who have calculated carefully what we are going through. So please, if you find any of these alterations, either you correct it yourself or endeavor to forward the message as quickly as possible to the rep representing the continent where you are coordinating from. Thank you also. I want to speak to all coordinators in Africa. I've already directed your rep, our dear sister Rita Anebogu. She will be commencing an Africa tour to all Biafra units. It's important you get set to receive her, because we are marching home shortly and shortly. Contact her, and I'm sure she must have contacted you and intimated you on her movement. Relate with her and make sure everything she needs gets provided. Of course, she will be leaving very shortly. We need our people wherever they are. I understand that there are a lot of people who are listening in and have not been able to come forward. We are going to them. We'll be going to them one after the other. We'll be going to unions. Wherever they are, we're going to be bringing to them the message of peace, the message of truth, the message of honesty and humility. So ensure that she has a smooth ride throughout the African continent. Thank you very much. I also want to thank those who have been calling in all over Europe, announcing their interest to host Director, announcing their interest to host Radio Biafra, announcing their desire to be a part of what is going on. I say thanks to you, but I also remind you that there is a straight way to go about it. First of all, you have to identify with the national coordinator. If you can't get across to the national coordinator, make sure you get across to the zonal coordinator wherever you are. If there is no zonal coordinator, then start off something and connect with your national coordinator. We don't jump ranks. It's important everything is done accordingly. So we stem out saboteurs. We welcome your desire to host us wherever you are, but please channel, because we want to know who you are first of all. Our director is extremely important to us. We don't hand him out to anybody. Wherever he's going to go must be approved by the national coordinator. So if you're in France, if you're in Germany, if you're in Ireland, if you're anywhere around the European continent and you want director there, please, if you've not identified with the coordination unit there, it's important. For the sake of the love you have for Biafra, for the sake of having been convinced of what we are doing, make sure you connect to the national coordinator. That is the proper way to go about it, and we expect you to do so. Those of them who want to host director without connecting with the coordinator are working at cross purposes with the spirit of Biafra, and we will not have it. Please remember the things I've mentioned and ensure that they are carried out to the letter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. You must continue the work you're doing. And we are in Munich, in Germany, transmitting to the whole world. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, you give us your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? No. They can't. Possibly they cannot hear me. Let's go to the line. Osito Keke, stay where you are. Remain where you are. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Osito Keke, remain where you are. We must now go round and give you 2 minutes each. Those that want to speak. After all, I'm here because of you guys. And you must have your day. The world must hear your voice. One after the other, should you wish to speak. Please, you may proceed.
Thank you very much, Director. Some minutes ago, I listened with rapt attention to Barrister Imam Mezu as he tried to recount in details the atrocities that have been committed in Nigeria. I'm here this evening to lay credence to that and equally to make my own contribution. We all have to remember as Biafrans that not so long ago, the immigration boss, Ms. Wiz, was forced to resign for unestablished allegation. Not long after...
Yoruba has dropped her away, Yoruba.
Okay. Not long after that, it was the turn of Professor Batenaj, who was equally asked to resign due to offenses he never committed. After that, it was the turn of Festus Odimegu, National Population Commission Chairman. In all these things, our president fell in for that. And the Yoruba people, the Hausas and the APC, they were there out on the streets rejoicing. Having concluded this particular adventure, the fourth on the list is now Stella Odua. And the question that comes to average Biafran is this: why is it that everybody is after Stella Odua? We have to understand that since Stella Odua, being the aviation minister, has upgraded Port Harcourt and Enugu International Airports to international standards, there is not the possibility that all the Biafrans now trying from different parts of the world to Nigeria or Biafra land will no longer stop at Murtala Mohammed International Airport, Lagos. Therefore, the destination point now remains Port Harcourt to Enugu. The fear of Lagos state government is that why these passengers from Eastern Extraction and are moving down to Port Harcourt to Enugu, the possibility of realizing that particular revenue accredited to them can no longer be guaranteed. For this and this alone, they are very much afraid and are trying to stampede the government into sucking Stella Odua. But it can never be possible and we shall not accept it. Now the question that rises again is this: who are the people after Stella Odua? Let's take them one by one. Look at Obasanjo. Obasanjo presided over the nation for 8 good years as a commander-in-chief of the armed forces,
for
the 12, president.
For 12 years in total.
I'm talking of the second term.
Okay.
Now, during this particular time, he was a petroleum minister for 8 good years. Obasanjo never gave account of the resources or the money realized from petroleum industry.
Was he? Petroleum minister?
He was a petroleum minister. There was no other minister during that particular era.
Yeah,
so he was a president, commander-in-chief, and a petroleum minister. He never gave account to anybody.
Only a Yoruba man.
So
Yoruba.
How now Obasanjo stands to tell us whom to sack and whom not to sack? And look at him, a president who had all the information to his own advantage, could not even ascertain the true value of the allegation made by the central bank governor, Sanusi Lamido Sanusi, that a certain amount of money was missing from the federal government coffers. At the end of the day, when the man was called to order, he had to swallow his allegation. Today, Obasanjo is left in shame. After Obasanjo, we now come to the members of the House of Representatives. I read a few days ago, Tambua trying to accuse the federal government of corruption. Apart from that, every member of the House of Representatives is asking for Stuloja to be resigned or sacked. I find it unimaginable. What moral justification do they have? If you look around them, there is Lawan Farouk. Everybody knows how much he took as bribe from Otedola. Till today, Tambo has not deemed it necessary to sack him from that particular House of Commons. Or House of Shame or Commotion, as you may like. Apart from Farouk Lawan, what of Hembe, who took money from Stock Exchange for a travel he wanted to make but never did. Till today, he never returned the money. And the House Speaker has never deemed it necessary to sack him. So when he has never accomplished this particular task, what moral justification does he have to say that Stella Odua must be resigned or sacked? I find it unimaginable. Equally, a few days ago, precisely yesterday, let me put it that way, I watched NS television and saw Amechi of River State trying to declare for APC. Before yesterday, he had boasted that the very day he would declare for APC, the stadium would be fit to capacity, probably 4,000 people. Ironically, when they gathered on Friday, not up to 3,000 people were seen. Instead of declaring, he deferred it. And while trying to address them, he was saying that Jonathan was after his life. I could not believe it. I mentioned that it's only a walking corpse, trying to say that Jonathan is about to assassinate him. I really conclude that probably he was looking for a state burial. To me and to those unbiased observers, Amechi already is a walking corpse. And while he was addressing the crowd there, at a particular point in time, he was trying to sing some Christian songs. While he was singing, condemning corruption, Tinubu was not involved. Even though he was laughing, but laughing vacantly. He looked guilty when Amechi mentioned corruption, because he knew and he knows how deeply involved he is in corruption. Even when he was doing that, Muhammad Buhari, who was standing there like an Iroko, could not utter a word. He knows how deeply he is in corruption, and the rest of them. Even Amechi himself, who was talking of corruption, has a private jet. Where did he get the money to buy private jet? Every member of the APC was there gathered. Nobody condemned Amechi. Nobody condemned Fashola for buying two bulletproof jeeps. Nobody condemned them. The only person that condemned is Tele Odua. But let me ask, did Tele Odua buy any jeep? No. It was the aviation ministry that bought, not Tele Odua. So Tele Odua is never aviation ministry. Neither is aviation ministry Tele Odua. So anybody trying to condemn him or Harada is trying to curry favor with the Hausa Fulani people. Now, let me come to the last part of it. So let me give permission to
this. Yeah, please. Yeah, round up for us, please, if you may.
Yeah, this has to concern Hope Uzodinma. I read everything he said, line by line, paragraph after paragraph. He was referring to Obasanjo, who was trying to cause confusion with his open letter. Hope Uzodinma, I know, is supportive of Jonathan, he is supportive of Biafra. So what he said in black and white was referring to Obasanjo. Reason is that Okrocha, the governor of Imo State, is trying to prop up somebody, a candidate to represent Oluzonji in the next dispensation. And this candidate belongs to APC. So we are saying no. For this and this alone, Hope Uzodinma has come out now in full support of the president and trying to support her own cause equally. So I sincerely believe, but as he's not here and I'm not standing for him, that he was referring to Obasanjo in his unguided utterances against the president. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. We welcome that very, very incisive analysis. These are the people calling for the removal of Tele Odua, and they are all mad in corrupt, not just in looting. These are armed robbers of a different kind, asking for a lady doing her job to be sacked. Somebody said it looks like pandering. Us defending our own looks like pandering. We say we don't bloody care. These are Biafrans, so we should let them be savaged by the wolves of the north, and then they will kill them the same way they killed Ironsi. Kill them the same way they killed Chibuoka Igbo. Render them politically hopeless the way they did to Ekweme. Make sure we are destitute and we should keep quiet when others are going. Let any day Yorubas get up in the morning and say that their people have done wrong. Maybe, because when you're in the zoo, you fight for self-preservation and survival. That is what we're fighting for, Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. Before we come to you, sir, we must take this call from Germany, I think it is. Do we have a caller on the line? This is Radio Biafra. Hello? We thought we had a caller on the line. No, we don't. Let us try on Skype. Do we have a caller on Skype? Your name and where you are, please. What is happening to our Skype line? Can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Exactly. Festus Mocha, give me a chance. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but there is a little disturbance. I don't know if you are okay there.
You will stay where you are for us. We will sort it out. Stay where you are. We have a caller on the line. Your name and where you are, please.
Hello. Good evening, Director. Nnamdi Kanu.
Good evening.
It's Ikechukwu Akoye from Germany.
Ikechukwu, is that Ikechukwu Akoye?
Ikechukwu Amako. I'm calling from Germany.
Which part of Germany? I'm also in Germany. Which part are you in?
You are welcome.
Thank you. Which part of Germany? I'm in München. Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm in Düsseldorf.
In Düsseldorf. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. You are welcome to Germany.
Thank you.
A land, the country that cares for their citizens.
Yes.
this land or this country that you entered, take care of their citizens and the visitors also. Director, you have tried a lot, and you have tried a lot. Whatever happened today, tomorrow, nobody can blame you, because you have shown the whole world that you're a man. Now, leave the rest to God, or leave the rest to the people of Biafra. Concerning Jonathan, good Lord Jonathan, this man, if he misused this opportunity, in 40 years to come, or 50 years to come, the people of Biafra, the eastern part of the country, can never learn this position in their life. That man should remember what happened when Yar'Adua died, how they humiliated him, insulted him, degraded him. Later, it was Mrs. Akunyele, who started to shout in television that if Jonathan is still alive, let him come out in TV or in TV and show the world that he's still alive. This man died for a very long time. They did not turn us. Covered everything, and they were governing Nigeria for more than 6 to 3 months without president. Later, this man was sworn in as the president of Nigeria. Later, again, he won the election. The election he won is sympathetic vote.
Yes, it's correct.
The Northerners did not patronize him, according to them. Any vote they put there is just to patronize that part of the country. They did not patronize him. Now, I don't know whether he refused to dance to their tune. They want to remove him, whether he likes it or not. I'm warning him. Let him tell the past history, what happened to this country and what happened to Biafra in general. The massacre of Biafrans all over the country. And Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu protected the Easterners, the Biafra as a whole, not Igbo alone. But the whole Easterners, Ijo, Rivers, Cross River, all of them were protected. But Odumegwu Odumegwu, a single man, the governor of Eastern State, Eastern State as at that time. Now we have about 6 governors. We have 6 important governors who don't know their left or right. What they call it, Amechi? Please, let him move that name. He's not a dear friend. I don't know who fraternized his mother. Let him move that name because it's a cause to us. Jonathan Ebere Azikiwe entered there as a president. The Northerners bring out their weapons and started slaughtering the Biafrans all over the country because of that name Ebere or Azikiwe. Please, my brothers and sisters, let us come together. We are the people, Ibn Amdi, you are a prophet. People call you prophet, you said no. They call you doctor, you said no. They call you master, you said no. What are you? Because all what have been talking in this radio Biafra is happening. It's happening. You have to choose one name, either prophet. No, it's not a laughing matter. They used us, they dropped us since 1960s. What happened to Kensoro Ruwa? What happened to Ogoni people? During the war, my father told me, I was so small, my father told me that the Biafra soldiers are very strong. air, sea, land, nobody can penetrate it from air, land, and sea. The whole world knows. Let the Nigerian government police Cameroon to blockade Biafra. After the war, they will send the Bakassi. That one is not enough. They couldn't succeed to pretend to the Biafra land. They went back again and promised the river our cousins in River Rhine earlier to take every property belonging to Ibo tribe.
They
abandoned the fight.
My brother, thank you very, very much. I can see the passion and the anger inside you. We thank you for your call, and we are coming very close to you very, very shortly. We have another caller on the line. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I am calling from Norway.
What is your name, please?
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Ogunmike.
Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I thank you for the good work you are doing.
Thank you.
And I'm listening every day, hearing the voices of the Biafrans. And as a Biafran, I'm impressed hearing the voices of my people speaking positively on the restoration of Biafra.
Yes.
But I want to make one thing clear, that there will be no war in Igbo land. The war, the explosive that would blow up Nigeria, we will start it in Lagos. I want to make the Yorubas to understand that what is happening in Kano or in the north generally about bomb explosion, that this is just the beginning. That this war will take place in Lagos. The bomb explosion will start in Lagos. I was in Lagos when the Yorubas was killing the Igbos in Lagos. One early morning, the Radio Nigeria was reporting the killing. Then the next one we had is the voice of Ojukwu. Chukwemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu. Ojukwu said that that anywhere you are in Nigeria, that anybody that kill you, he kill that person back. Don't run away. My brother, as soon as he came, Ojukwu made this statement. A force was mobilized from All Matter. That was when All Matter was very strong. I was in Lagos. What I'm telling you today is what I witnessed. I'm not saying then say. As soon as Ojukwu made this statement, All Matter was mobilized from All Matter with GUO. He came into Lagos by 2 a.m. in the night and marched the Yorubas on the street. My brother, the daybreak, everywhere was full of cops. Oba of Lagos ran to radio station and start calling for peace. Look, I am sending a very strong signal to all these toothless bulldog of Yoruba politicians that the war is in Lagos. It can never be in Igbo land again. The war is in Lagos. We will explode Lagos. Lagos will be Sodom and Gomorrah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. You can see a lot of passion and anger in our people. People are very, very angry. We have other callers, but we must now go around this very place for people to speak their mind and tell us about the experience and life in Germany, especially around München. Since you people are here, please, you may go ahead.
Thank you, Honorable Director. I have two points to make. One is from the news that you have already read about the House of Rep and Stella, and one is my own personal view. Let me start from the House of Rep. I think these people, they don't know the reason why they are there. The reason why they send them there is not to fight Stella Odua. I think that they have a lot of job to do But if everyone wants to do it, Chukwu Abiam will punish them one by one. They will tell the Boko Haram people to bring the body of our people who were mortuary in Kaduna for we to give them burial that they required. They are not talking about that. They will go to that very house where I don't know if they are raping themselves or they are said they are representing people. It's only God knows. How can they be talking of one world for nearly 2 months now and more, just for 260 or 50 million? Borno State governor, his two sons, the sons, not the governor, embezzled 10 billion. 10 billion. They have said that they are investigating on it. Up to today, nobody talks about that. In the whole northern region, daily basis, they are killing the people that they are representing. They are not talking about that. Maybe Selo Duwa didn't settle them very well. That's the reason why they are tackling her.
Yes, she didn't.
But that notwithstanding, Director, I think had it been our Christmas with you is just to celebrate Christmas, just like those that call themselves House of Representatives there, we could have enjoyed it more. But we enjoy it more too because we are celebrating Christmas in discussing about our land, the Biafra.
Yes.
And we must get it. We must get it. Chukwu Abiam is with us.
Yes, sir.
He's with us 24 hours that our sister, Rita Nubog, will never ever cry again. He's with us that our sister, Ngozi Madu, will never ever cry again.
Yes,
sir. He has heard their cry. The House of Representatives, whether they like, they are there to represent themselves, not the people, if I'm to say. Let them leave Stella Odua alone, because I think that they have a lot of job to do. But if they keep on keeping on, then there's a lot of you have made it very, very clear to them. My happiness is that when you broadcast your news heal the sick, and when we start to analyze it, that caused a kind of conversion to enemies. Even from conversion, they can then fall asleep, that caused death. And we must say it, because enough is enough. My second point is this. It's about our country, Biafra. I am using this opportunity to call Biafrans all over the world that this ball is on our court. We were here when the Kosovo people fight for their independence. I was here in Germany when the Bosnians fight for their independence. All of these two countries, they made up their mind and said that they will be free. And Chukwu Abiam had their call. So will it be the Biafrans? We want to be free. What is bad about that? We want to go home. What is bad about that? You don't like us. Why don't you allow us to go? Then, if you people don't want us to go, we must go, because this is the time. Bosnia people, they made up their mind and said that they must go. And today they are in their home. Kosovo people, they made up their mind and said that they will go. Before the international community come to their rescue, they have already won their fight. And we will use that the very same way. It's not everything that we are going to blow up on the air. We are going to use that the very same way to get Biafra. God bless you, Director. God bless all the members of the Board of Directors of Radio Biafra. And at most, may God bless the holy country, Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, eloquently. May thank you very, very much. We will continue to go around this very place. Osito KK, you will remain where you are. You are with us on Skype. But here, we must continue to preach the gospel. That is the redemption of Biafra. That is the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. Yes, please, we go ahead.
Your name, before Biafra. You start.
Your name again, please.
Yeah, Sabinus Mwajebishi is my name.
Yes. Go ahead.
I have to recount from the history of the zoo what happened during the Inspector General of Police Yoruba man, how he stole billions of naira, and eventually he was put to prisons and he was brought out. His fellow members of the zoo organized a party, and all the state governors and all the people in the zoo went to the party. This is the height of the corruption, the level of corruption in the country. Then I blame so much on the British government. They came to they came and brought in this Fred Lugard, who messed the zoo up by bringing the Funanese together with the people of Biafra, and we cannot manage ourselves. Since then, problem has been there. The zoo has been dominated by the Funanese for over 30 something years of our independence. Now is the time for Biafran to say we are true with the zoo. May the God Almighty, who has been helping our director to make the world know what we are going through, continue to empower him with knowledge, wisdom, so that people who are free from corruption, because that is the basic problem we have in our country, corruption, which the British government left with us. And we improved on that. The people in the zoo improved on that.
Improved on it.
Yeah. So,
the only thing we have improved.
Yeah, I don't think we have improved in the zoo. So the problem is that we are now fighting for freedom, so that we wipe out these people who are making things difficult for our people, who has no human hearts. Because eventually all of us will die one day. We cannot die the same day. So let us remove fears and fight about Biafran, so that people can get settled and get home, get their children trained to university, get job, and stop all these idiotic jobs we are doing in Germany. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. You have spoken very, very well. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, some people listen, and as we speak, some are listening still. We must acknowledge the work that Iwuala M. Chibweze is doing. He's adding all his friends on Facebook. And Isaac Sam has joined him. Isaac Sam has joined him. Iwuala M. Chibweze and Isaac Sam are doing excellently well. I am going to come to all of you one after the other. Don't despair. Let's go and take this call. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, the Hello. Name of your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Uchechukwu Onamba. I'm calling from Hamburg.
Uchechukwu Onamba from Hamburg. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in Munich.
First of all, I want to congratulate the entire board of Radio Biafra and the people of Biafra in all over the world. Well, and I want to congratulate the
Frankfurters and the Muncheners. I want to make, without wasting time, I want to say, we the people of Deutschland, we are the wonderful people, and we are too slow in doing something. We are the patient one. When we come out to do something, there is a result. I must commend that. We are patient one. So, first of all, this message, and there is one thing I want to say. I want to give glory to the Almighty God, the God of Israel, the God of Moses, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Chukwu Obiaman himself, the extended the God of David. The one thing I love this God, that when you want to do something, if you want a brave battle, he lets his enemy to know the way that he is coming from. It is not left for you to stand on his way. That is one thing that I love this God for. The Chukwu Obiaman himself is a great God and is a wonderful God. And he will remain our God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Amen. Have you joined us in Hamburg? Are you one of us in Hamburg?
Sure, I'm one of them and one of them in Hamburg.
Wonderful.
There is no need of. So the only thing that gets me happy, one thing I want to talk, I want to let the Babu himself, the hippopotamus, that called himself a passenger, he knew, he has forgotten so far what the Lord did for him. Well, it's not that the Lord did for him something good. For me, I can say, I will let him know that during the Abacha regime, that I cannot say that is it Chukwudoma or something, the Haba ones revealed to Abacha that one of the prisoners is going to be a president of so-called Nigeria. Abacha look, and think who might that be. Abacha pointed of Yeradua and executed Yeradua and left Obasanjo, not knowing that he's going to be the hippopotamus that called himself Obasanjo. Definitely Abacha passed away, and the Babu became the president.
But that reminds me, though. Hold on where you are, my dear brother from Hamburg. Has Yoruba people actually planned any successful coup before? Huh? I'm asking, has any Yoruba man planned any successful coup before? None, isn't it? Oladipo Odia, they caught him. They caught Awolowo when he planned a coup. They caught Obasanjo when he planned a coup.
Nothing.
My goodness. Because on one hand, there are people, they are cowards, and they are gossipers. They are conspiratorial. That is why they cannot successfully execute anything at all. Can anybody tell me what any Yoruba man has done for the collective interest of Nigeria at large?
I have not seen.
Honestly, nothing.
I have not seen.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for that. We have people queuing. I'm not sure if I'm going to Hamburg or not. I may be going. I'm not too sure. And if I come there, please endeavor to come out. Endeavor to come out. And you should try and be one of us by identifying with our people there. Is there any telephone number I can give to our dear brother? What is Fred Onyali? We need a telephone number for this man in Hamburg. He is there. He needs to meet our people. Collins Chinedu, we need a telephone number for our people in Hamburg, so that our dear brother, have you got a pen and paper with you?
Hello.
Have you got a pen and paper with you?
I have.
Yes, we are going to give you the telephone number for our people in Hamburg. We need telephone number for our coordinator in Hamburg. Do you have it ready? Yes, we have the number. Have you got a pen and paper? It's 0152.
Yeah.
102
yeah.
518 73. Please repeat the number.
0152
Yes.
Go ahead, please, can you repeat?
I'll start from the beginning. 01.
I'm following you, go ahead.
52. Mm-hmm. 10.
Mm-hmm.
25. 1873. That's the number.
1873.
That is correct. Please give them a call. They will welcome you into the fold, into the family. People must understand one thing. We represent the only country, the only people agitating for the right to exist as an independent nation. If you travel from Germany to South Africa, somebody will welcome you. You travel from there to Sierra Leone, you will see Biafrans welcoming you. You travel to Japan, the same thing. When we say we are a family, we know what we are talking about. We are indeed a family. Anywhere you go to on this earth, you will see a fellow Biafran. Never again will you say you are staying without family members or that you don't have any friends. As long as you're one of us, anywhere you go to on this planet, you will find somebody to give you a welcoming hand, to give you a place to stay. We want to restore one need number. We want to make sure na onurube wanne agagbaoso. That's what we're here for. Not just theory, but in practical terms, we must be one as one indivisible unit going forward to get our freedom. Osito Keke, you've been waiting for a very long time. He's our mobilizing officer in Thailand, very formidable. Osito Keke, you will now address Biafrans, especially those of them not only here in Munich but all over Germany and beyond. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Director, for having me. I thank my fellow Biafrans. I say on behalf of Biafrans in Thailand, we wish each and every one of us a Merry Christmas and a prosperous Happy New Year in advance for my fellow Biafrans in Thailand.
Thank you. Go ahead.
We thank you so much, Director, for your great job towards the restoration of the beloved country, Biafra land. And I thank my fellow Biafrans in Thailand. We thank you and we are proud of you people, more especially our brother Fred Onyale. We are proud of you for hosting our director in Germany. We thank each and every one of my fellow Biafrans listening, both our enemy. We thank each and every one of you. We say may the grace of God who lead us to this extent continue to lead us until Biafra come to restore. Director, I don't have much to say, but just to remind my fellow Biafrans here in Thailand of our upcoming meeting on Sunday. I want to beg each and every one of us here listening to me this night of our meeting, because this Xmas is like never before, because this Christmas is the end of the zoo. We have only 6 days or 5 days. From Thailand here, it's only 6 days left for the zoo to expire. And any of you who is still calling yourself a Nigeria, your name is sorry. I call on each and every one of us here in Thailand for our meeting on Sunday on our normal meeting place at Patronam. 15 at our brother Livinus Cargo office on Sunday time 6 p.m. Please, and each and every one of us who made the pledge on our last meeting, we beg on you never to spend this money to just to make sure you redeem your pledge, because after this meeting, the next day we are going to remit something to Radio Biafra to make sure our transmitter get back home from our own contribution. So please, I am asking of each and every one of us, if you have never joined us, if you have never joined us on Facebook, just search for Biafrans in Thailand and join us. Director, I want to assure you one thing, that most of us, we get carried away by sleep when listening to Radio Biafra. All we are waiting for now is do something like this and get yourself to Biafra land. We are waiting for action this time around.
We know, sir.
The zoo As the zoo is coming to an end,
it is.
We are taking our action, please. That is the only thing we are waiting for now. Thank you so much. I thank you so much for your great job. I thank our brother Barista Mamezu. Barista Mamezu is someone who we can never do without. Barista, I don't know the kind of person that man is. We are proud of him for being a Biafran and stand firm for Biafran. We say may God bless each and every one of us who come out in this struggle in truth and honesty, because we can never go back in this very struggle, because without Biafra, me and you, Ezibo na London, Ezibo na this thing, you are welcome, because without Biafra, we are nothing. That is why we must spend our last breath in us to make sure Biafra was restored. Like one of our brother there said, those old few dear director,
yes,
we don't need to have their time talking about them. This is our time. We are youth and we are formidable as Biafra and born blood. So that is why we are not going to have any mercy. We are not going to look back to whomever, even if it's my mother. I am going to be the person to shoot her down, director, because we have suffered as a people. And nothing, I repeat, nobody can stop us from what we are going to do to Nigerian government if they try to stop us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Osita is one of us. And he's coming home with us, the Advance Party. So his call will come very soon. When he gets his call to report, he shall do so. This is Radio Biafra. I believe that our very eminent coordinator in Israel is with us. The man who is closer to God than any of us, because he is very close to where things are happening. I will welcome him to Radio Biafra, but I will also enjoin him to welcome Biafrans all over the world. The world is now your oyster, and you may proceed, please. Amechi.
Good evening, my honorable director.
Good evening.
Good evening, all my brothers and sisters, fellow Biafrans in Germany. I thank you all for hosting our able director, and may I say shalom to each and every one of you.
Shalom.
Director, I have a little announcement to make.
Go ahead.
I have actually dedicated the Saturday, the 28th of this month, December, to Biafrans all over the world. Made arrangements with all the Biafrans in Israel. I've made arrangements for the buses to take every Biafran here living in Israel to the Wailing Wall on Saturday.
That's
for a special prayer before the new year comes on.
That's very good.
This prayer will be attended by all Biafrans. The transportation is free. And after the prayers, we want to ask God, Chukwu Abiyama, to come into our heart and to lead us to the year 2014. And I want to use this media as well, Director, to let you know in particular, if you have any other, I know everybody has a series of problems, for you to send me in particular through my email your prayer request. If you don't have my email, you can get in touch with Ikech Kwenyago, ask Barista Imam Mezi, ask Carol Monde, ask Uche Mefo, and Ikech Kwenyoha, and Ikech Kwenyago, and Mr. Emma Okafor, all the executive directors, as well as all the coordinators of Biafrans all over the world. Give them my email address. Tell them to send their special prayer request to my email. I will download them and place them in the presence of God on Saturday, and by the first day of January 2014, everybody shall see what God of Israel can do. please remind Rita, Rita as well, our sister Rita. It's very, very important for her to send to me. Even if there are 2,000 pages, I will print them down and put them in the Wailing Wall. Let us cry to God of Israel. He is still the same and he shall remain the same. Thank you, all my brothers and sisters, and may God continue to protect and bless Biafra.
He said, these are the good people in Israel doing the work we've asked them to do. I asked them that they must pray for us. For some people have not been to the Wailing Wall. When you go there, you know that there's presence of God there. Anything you pray for, ask for, legend has it that you fold it on a piece of paper and you put it on a crack in the wall where they still allow us to pray and to worship. Anything you ask for will be granted unto you. That's the way it is. So we are going to do the same thing. Ikechukwu Enyagu will circulate to every coordinator. We will write. He said he is providing. He's doing very well, I must say. He's comfortable. He runs his own business there. He's one of us. He supports our effort. And he's an honest man. A very direct and honest. That's what we ask for. You call a spade. And the man, Mechi, is one of us. He will take our people. So Ostro is Castro Nkume. He's one of us. And also Emeka. There were people in Israel. They will go to the wall and they will pray. They will say to Chukwu Abema, they will remind God of his promise to our people. That if we turn around and face him, he will grant us our freedom once again. That was his promise and that's what's going to happen. God himself, Chukwu Abema, will be reminded of his promise to us. And we hold him to it. And things will happen in 2014 that has never happened before. You see, next year, we'll be remembered. 2014 will go down as a very pivotal point in our history when the march towards our emancipation will commence in earnest. Joey Igwe is on Facebook. He is busy adding his friends. He has joined Iwuala M. Chibweze, Isaac Sam. Now we have Joey Igwe adding his friends. My personal target is 1 million. And we're going to make it. Do you know why we need 1 million people on Facebook? So anytime you mention Biafra, 100,000 people will receive it immediately. Phenomenal. We said that the approach we are using to get Biafra has never been attempted before. It is overwhelming. We want to use overwhelming force in every way imaginable. That nobody will ever come again and say, when you say Biafra, you say, oh, where is it? It won't happen again. There will not be Biafra by force. That's our job and that's what we're here to do. Does anybody else in this noble room have anything else to say to add to what we are presenting this evening before I go to Barrister Mamezu for his assessment of what we've done so far? Please go ahead.
Good evening once again. My name is Eshefule Nwabweze. I want to talk about the issue of Obasanjo trying to tackle President Jonathan. Why the father of criminals is trying to attack Mr. President Goodluck Jonathan, forgotten that he was the father of the criminals. He was the one that trained all the criminals in Nigeria and called them the Nigerian politicians. All the Nigerian politicians are trained criminals who were trained by Obasanjo. And now he turned against them and called them criminals. How can a father call his son a criminal? You know, this is like you train your son and you still call your son that name, what you give to him in a bad way. You know? It's somehow unbelievable when Obasanjo can turn around and say to Goodluck Jonathan that he's a criminal, that his government is so corrupt. This is one thing I cannot understand in Nigeria. In this ruling issue of Nigeria, talking about Goodluck Jonathan and Obasanjo, is somehow stressful. But we are very happy that this so-called Nigeria is already expired, you know. Some people say that it's a failed state. I also believe that it's a failed state. this Nigeria have nothing to offer. It's time for us, that is Biafrans, to go back to our land. It's time for us to claim back our land. You know, I'm using this opportunity to call all Nigerians all around the world to come out and call their name Biafrans and say who they are. Don't be afraid to say to the world that you are Biafran. We are Biafran. We are not ashamed to say that we are Biafran, and we cannot be ashamed to say that we are Biafran. We cannot be afraid of anybody to call our name Biafran. We are from Biafran land, and it's a time for us to go to our Biafran land. May God bless Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Very well spoken. Who else has something else to say? Who has something to say? You give them the microphone. We are here because of them. And they have to speak. They must speak their mind. This is their radio station. Radio Biafra belongs to all of us. It is your radio station, and you must speak, and the world will hear your voice. Please go ahead.
I'm Peter Amechi, popularly known as Sekemonik. I'm overwhelmed with what is happening here today. And to my fellow Biafrans, from this day, I want to advise everyone of us that the time is now here for us to move forward and achieve our aim of Biafra. We should not be confused or deceived with what is happening in the in our country now, as you people call it, zoo. It's not our country. We have a place of our own, which is Biafra, and which we will come to reality in few days' time. So I want to use this opportunity to appeal to every Biafran, wherever you are. We've suffered a lot. We've suffered a lot. I, talking here today, I have the opportunity to school in the zoo side of it, which is the Yoruba land. I schooled with free education all of my life, which have never happened in Biafra state. And even after this so-called war, they said there was no victory, no vanquish. But at the same time, we know we're suffering it. It's still up to this day, no Igbo have had any reasonable position. But today, the few of us who can read and see that Jonathan is the head, a Biafran is the head. Whatever post any Biafran is holding, every now and then he's being accused of one thing or the other.
That is true.
And we Biafran, we should not just sit down and watch them fool us. Enough is enough. The so-called Hausas and Yorubas, although I know that they are very, very stupid, more especially the Hausas, who have ruled for many, many years, but they cannot even account for anything. Even if you go to their place, we've suffered for a very long time, but we are far much better than them. So I just want to use this opportunity to remind us that with effort, with the community life we live, if we should convince ourselves and tell ourselves the truth and come together as a Biafran and achieve our dream, I believe you. Believe me, we will be a paradise in no cost. Thank you, fellow Biafrans. It's Peter Amechi from Munich. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter Amechi. You're not related to our coordinator in Israel, are you? Amechi is there. Who else wants to speak? This is your radio station, and we are in Munich. If you live here, you must speak. Please go ahead.
Hello. My brothers, someone speaking now is nobody, but it's somebody. My name is Friday Olu, in Germany. This thing called Biafra. I can say that we are the sum of the people, among the people who started this thing. But I said it now, nobody will believe me, but I know what I said. Before, this is called Masob. And we are the people that started it in Lagos, over the countries. I'm a businessman. I own a little, But all the little I own, I gave it up because of Mazop. Maybe my brother here can tell about it. Maybe I've told him a little about it. Because we believe that time we are doing it with Wazurike, Leta Ojuku, the God of Igbo land, supported it. But the people of Nigeria, the government, they are afraid of, they are against it. Because they said, who will come up and say? If you come up to say you want Biafra, they will give you Ghana must go. What will you do? You will go back. Because Igbos, they like money. You know? But who never know? We not know. But when you try to know, you will come across of it. I can say that this muscle has started very long time ago, but people quench it up. People quench it down. Because they never believe. We are fighting about it. Maybe we'll be in this street, for example, in Lagos. What will the government do? They will arrange your police. They come and scatter everything we are doing. Because they never know there will be a day. That's where it come. Why I say so? Because there's one pastor, one reverend, who said that Biafra will come up a day, but nobody knows the day it will come up. It's like, he said, this is like a born child. Nobody knows when he will grow up. But when he grow up, he will become what is meant to be. I'm speaking like a small boy, but you can see me like my face look like small boy, but I know what I'm. I'm not sure that I see no everybody here, but I'm telling you out of experience what I experienced. Maybe some men here or whatever, they are more experienced than ish. But what I experienced in the time of this Mazop called Biafra, they really dealt with us. That time I believed that this is coming to a reality. That time we are doing it with Wazirike. We are even going to Wazirike house. But what will people say? If you tell your brother, fellow brother, that you are one of the Biafran, what will he do for him? He will do like this. Who are you? So you are among them. Are you among them, eh? Okay, you will not be your friend again, or will not be your brother again. But who knows what will be? What will be? Knows what is coming up to be. Brother, as we finish it in that lag, I never even show, because of what they did to us, upon what I spent. What I have, business I do, I spend all the money there. What I'm telling you is real. I'm not telling you to boast or whatever. If you know me, I do business in Lagos. Where? Alaba. So this is the time. This has come to our foot. This is like my brothers and sisters, when you open at YouTube, now God of heaven, that God who is called Jah, the Almighty God, has said, is coming to a reality. It's now I never even believed that women will come to this land, Germany, that one day, that this thing will come up. God must solve Biafra. We rise up here because what Obasanjo did to us.
This is not Mazor.
I know. It's not Mazor, but it's, that is. Radio Biafra is the same thing, Biafra. Mazor is Biafra.
What makes you think so?
Masob is a young guy. They believe that they can make, like us, they believe we can make this of Biafra that time with all our hands.
Of course, yeah.
But we never know that we cannot make it.
That is correct. Go ahead, you are correct. Go ahead.
So, every one of us have to fight for it. Have to give what you can. Have to pray to God so that God will support us. Because without God's support, we cannot make it.
We can.
Because we myself, we have tried this thing with all our hands. As a human being, we could not make it.
But we're going to make it now.
The spirit of God or the power of God is there. The God of Almighty.
Thank you very much. Let's take this call. There are two calls we need to take.
Yep.
One is from Ireland, and we are asking the caller on Skype to stay where he is. The caller from Ireland on the phone, you will give us your name and reconfirm where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director. This is Kingsley Emmanuel.
Kingsley Emmanuel, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to call to Skype and even coordinate the line, but I don't know why. First off, I want to say many thanks to all the Biafrans all over the world, and also to thank you for all the good work that you have been doing and on the Director team. I also want to, on behalf of the Biafrans in Dublin, just want to say congratulations to Isaiah Oba, who have a baby recently.
Yes.
Director, I just want to make some contribution based on, before I go there, I want to talk to my brother I called yesterday by the name Uche. I come from Cork, and he made some comments concerning the money that Ireland is supposed to contribute, and the possibility of you coming to Ireland. I believe that if he is in touch with the coordinator in Cork, he shouldn't have asked you the same question. He has already been treated here. I advise him to be in contact with the evangelist or with the co-coordinator, which is Peter, or better say, with the national coordinator, which is Adoyoba, because we have already treated the money, which is also ready to be sent. And also, for you coming here, it's already been discussed, and the Cork is aware of that. So I believe if he is in contact with his people in Cork, he should know better. So having said that, I just want to move us to other things, which is the possibility, because when we are thinking about this what's happening, because I believe that this thing that is happening is in our own favor. I don't know which word that I will use to express it now. All these the commands that happen in Nigeria now is in the favor of Biafra. And I believe that if we push on with what is happening from other sectors in Nigeria, that I don't think that the zoo will stand the power of Biafra. So also, I just want to, if there's any possibility that we can lobby with these major transport owners from Igbo Expansion, the possibility that they can able to help
to ferry those from northern side or Yoruba land. Our place is not free of charge, but in a very low rate, you know, so that when it will start, nobody will say because of the issue of how they will come back home, transportation or something like that. If there's any way we can lobby them, that would be also welcome. And also, I just want to also make a point of the caller that I called earlier today that talk about this one is going to start from the Lagos. I totally agree with him because some people might be thinking that because of the property they have in Lagos, I mean the Igbos or the Biafrans that have a business or property or what have you in Lagos, for that they are going to protect it. They don't want to support this cause. I just want to let them know that it's coming, it's starting from Lagos, and their property, there is no guarantee if they are not, if they don't plan ahead to relocate all their property down to east. There is no guarantee that their property won't be touched, because when this thing starts, you know, I don't think there is no mark, you know, to differentiate who owns who. So I believe that they will listen and trying to repair some of their business. But the worst part of it, some of them that owns all these big mansions, this big business, some of them don't even have a block in their father's house, in their land. They don't even have a one or two bedroom apartment. But they own a lot of mansion in the north, in Abuja, in Lagos, or what have you. You know, I don't know how these people listen. So I believe that they will just listen. They will just listen and be able to support this cause. And another one is about the, you know, we keep saying that the British won't support the Nigerian anymore, or Americans won't support the Hausas anymore. It's not only about those people. Even I remember before, the middle belt, we classify them as Northerners, but then there is a crack now, you know, because even the middle belt themselves, they don't accept that they are not. So if you call them not, you say you are in a very big danger, you know, for you to refer them as not. So they don't see themselves as not. That's all this problem we see now in Benue, we see in Jos, because they are not telling the Hausa Fulani that they are visitors. They are not the only the citizen, the indigenous of the land, which Hausa people find it very bitter to swallow. So now the number they have, although we know that the number is being, adopted just to get more resources from the federal government, how can a desert be more popular, have more population than, you know, Savannah? Like, I don't know where they have this number that outside people are more in population. So even in Lagos, there are more Igbos, more Biafrans.
Yes, our coordinator, can you round up for us, please? Can you round up for us? Because we have a lot of people waiting.
Sorry for taking the because I have a lot of things to say, but I just...
When I come to Ireland, you host me in Ireland. You have the radio station to yourself when I come there. Believe you me, we have a lot of the things that you're saying is entirely correct, and it's something that I expect you to bring up when coordinators meet to discuss with our European rep and also to discuss with our headquarters in Malaysia. There are very salient points.
Director, remember I called last one time to advocate the possibility for all the continent, like we here, for example, send our European coordinator in the person of Barnabas to Malaysia, any other place, all the coordinators we meet. Africa, we sponsor our dear sister, Rita Anemogo. Then the Americans will sponsor theirs, and same way Asia. So that they can meet and talk. It's not everything that we will talk on air.
That is happening next year. I want to preempt you. That is happening next year. As soon as we move, we relocate. Home, let's put it that way, or very close to home, as a matter of fact, then that meeting will be held.
I want to use this opportunity to call on my very good friend, Uche Nwoko, which is in South Africa. I've talked to him about this. He's saying, I hope he's listening to me now. Please, I want you to find the nearest, just go on internet,
just type Biafra in Ireland, in South Africa, sorry, and you will find, you know, the nearest place or somebody that will talk to you. Please, I want you, and also my brother in Germany, dear, please, Chukwudi, please, I want you to identify with. He cannot walk from January to December by the end of the day, same story, the same story. So every time I call, it's from one walk or the other. So I want you to identify with your brother. And even, I'm angry that you are not even in that house where they are hosting this thing now. I know you are in Berlin, but one walk or the other, if you have this Biafra account at heart, you should find your way to that place, wherever they are hosting this place. Chukwudi, I'm talking to you, please. I know you are listening to me now, or maybe you are at work, whatever. But I want you to identify with your people over there in Germany. Okay, I think I have to drop here to give other people a chance to talk, because I still have a lot of things to talk about. You know, as you said, I will stay caught tomorrow. Very important, I want to remind all the friends in Dublin that we have a meeting on 28th, which is on Saturday, by 4 p.m. By 4 p.m. So everybody, all the people that I contact will go on the IK Valentine, and George is in Germany, that is coming back this soon. So I want everybody to take note and get in touch with me so that for the venue. The venue is in Facebook, but if the venue change, we'll let you people know. Thank you. For all other people that want to come to this meeting, just go to Defiance in Ireland. You will see the contact. You will see Cork contact. You will see nothing contact. Just choose any of the contact and call. Somebody is there to direct or inform you whatever you want to ask. So thank you very much and have a Merry Christmas, Director.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. That was our coordinator from Dublin in Ireland. We must acknowledge these people for having added their friends this evening. This is Felix Chinemere. The person that started it was Iwuala M. Chibweze, Isaac Sam, Joey Iwe, Alison Onyebuchi, is it Chiemeka? Yes, Chiemeka Anwofo, and then Chidubem Ubu, and one is called Elesko, whatever that means. But we ask you to continue to add your friends. We have stayed here for about 3 hours. We started our meeting. I think we've been here, some of us have been here since, is it past two?
Yeah, past.
Since past two. And believe it or not, apart from the pepper soup we had and a hot cup of tea, I've not eaten since morning. So I think we have to be excused before we collapse. And we are human after all. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for having come, but I cannot close the program without deferring to Barrister Imam Mezu, who has been listening very patiently all this while from London, where he joined me this evening, because Barrister Imam Mezu is reliable. People don't know this, and I say it all the time. Before Barrister Imam Mezu came, I prayed that he should come. I said to God to please provide people who are dedicated and devoted. And lo and behold, there was Barrister Imam Mezu. He came. And he has not failed us. And he doesn't intend to. The same way that we remember each and every one of you, wherever you are, on this very day. Who else wants to speak here? They must speak. They will speak. That is for sure. Please go ahead. You have something to say. It is your radio station. You must speak. Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chigozie Okoroma speaking from Munchin. Please, being you an Igbo man, wherever you are, please do all you can to support Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Very short and sweet. Thank you very much for that. Barrister Imam Mezu, I beckoned on him, but before Barrister comes, Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Imam Mezu, can you hear me? Sometimes Barrister goes missing, but I end up finding him. My Barrister de Katoro. In those days, it is an abofuo, but it will do magic if you can find it and get it to convert. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu is missing, but he's still with us. He hasn't joined APC. He can't. He's not allowed to. This is Radio Biafra. We are reminding everybody this very evening from Munich in Germany that you must tweet. All of you that have added your friends Also, ask your friends to tweet. If you go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, you will see what you're required to tweet. It is all there, one at a time. Keep tweeting. What you're doing is important, very, very important. On behalf of the entire board of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the entire machinery that runs the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, our headquarters in Malaysia, our secretariat, which is in Bangkok, in Thailand, everybody working very hard from Clifford, our dear brother Iranya, who is in Texas, Houston, Texas, to Rita Aneborgo, that lives in Lagos, all the way to everybody, wherever you may be, all our continental reps, all our coordinators, every Biafran, wherever you are, we must sustain this fight and this very struggle. We mustn't forget the reason why some of us we are born. We are born to do one thing alone, to bring about Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. If we don't get Biafra, our life is empty, useless, and inconsequential. And I would not wish my existence on this earth to be regarded as inconsequential, because I am a Biafran. We thank you once again wherever you are, and we continue to remind you that Biafra is our religion. Here on this radio station, Radio Biafra is where we worship every day. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will bless, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra.
Remember.